Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me, Lord. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way, Lord. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. I said, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me, Lord. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. This song comes from a time before most of us in this room were even born. A time where things were simpler. Didn't have all the computers. Didn't even have a microwave. I wasn't there, but they told me about it. And they told me that when times got rough, the people knew how to get together and say it like this. While I'm crying, I want you to help me. The song is that, oh, why are we going back here? Because then they might not have had much, but they had each other. And now we're living in the day where we're blowing each other's brains out. We got all the worship. We got all the power. But we don't have enough to know to go out in these streets and tell these young men to put the guns down. But I believe we got to go back to a day where we sing together. Sometimes you got to cut the music off and say, well, Lord. I want you to help me. Come on, church. Come on, say it with us.
Oh, Lord, I want
come on, put those hands together.
Me.
Help me on my journey.
Help me on my journey.
I need you to help me.
Help
see
me on my way.
Oh.
Oh, Lord, I want you to help me.
We got to do it one more time. I see you almost got it.
My
friends turned their back on me, Lord. My radio is broke. I can't put my worship in. My CDs don't work no more, no. So I get down in the middle of the night, yeah. I say, I came to Jesus. I came to Jesus as I was. I was weary, wounded, and saved. I found in him a resting place. And he has made me glad. Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me. Help me.
Help me. Say, help me on my journey.
Help me on my journey.
Help me on my way.
Help me on my way.
Help me on my journey.
Help me on my journey.
Help me on my way.
Help me on my way.
Help me on my journey.
Help me on my journey.
Help me on my way.
Help me on my way.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
I want you. Come on and praise Him. Come on, somebody.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The psalmist said, I know I've been changed. And truly, I thank God for that song, for truly, in order for us to make it in, we got to be changed. Truly, I thank and I praise God for that song. I know I've been changed. I'm going to begin with a prayer on today. Brother D, are you there? Glory be to God. Father God, right now in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your blood that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins. Father God, bless us to be what you have us to be. Father God, realizing we are nothing without you, God. Father God, and I thank you. I thank you for your grace, and I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Father God, for each and every one that came on today, Father God, to get a word from you. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, because we can't make it without you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for waking me up this morning, keeping me in a safe and sound mind, giving me a mind just to serve you every day of my life. Lord, I just want to say thank you, Jesus. And I once again, I thank God for this day and for each and every one that's on today. And I'm asking you to pray my strength in the Lord. Glory be to God. I thank God on today. I think I had received a message from one of the listeners, and he's having a rough time because he's still grieving the death of his son. And I just thank God that he wanted to reach out just to ask for prayer, just because of the seasoning. The season, the holiday season is hard on him for and his loved one. And I just thank God for him wanting to reach out, wanting prayer, wanting, you know, us to pray for him so that the see he can make it through this season. I understand that it's not always easy. But because of God's grace and his mercy, I thank God for him, his concern about himself. Some people grieve longer than others, but we have to always remember that our loved ones, we always keep them in our heart. That's the thing. They're always in our heart. They never really leave us. in our heart. And it's just up to us to accept, to acknowledge, to go ahead and live day to day. That's the only thing we can do is live day to day. But our loved ones always in our heart. And I just thank and I praise God for that. So in that case, because of that, we're going to talk a little bit on grieving. Glory be to God. We're going to talk on grieving. Every so often, I bring this back. I bring it back because it is something that needs to be talked on. I'm going to talk a little bit today. Now, we know grief is a response to the loss of someone or something that we lose. Grief is a natural emotion. It's a natural emotional response to the loss of someone close to us. When we lose our parents, our siblings, someone in our family, our children, then we automatically going to grieve that loss because they've been with us for so long that it takes time for us to get ourselves together, to understand, even sometimes to understand that it is God's will that our loved one is no longer with us. And we have to learn how to deal with that, how to contend with that day by day. And it's a blessing because the good thing of the thing that we, if we can get it in our mind to remember, our loved ones gone to be with God. And we go to be with God, then we're going to live with him eternally. So it's not easy, the things that we go through. Some of the things that we go through is sorrow, sadness, hurt, depression, anger. You know, some people get upset and mad when someone in the family dies. They feel like God has mistreated them. But we have to always remember that God never said that we would be here forever, that we would, this earth is our resting place before we get to heaven, a chance for us to enjoy and to worship and praise God as we make our way to heaven to be with him. So anger is an emotion that we feel sometimes when things happen to someone close to us in our family. Even sometimes we feel even guilty. We feel like if we hadn't been there, then our mother, our father, our sister, our brother, our child would not have died. But the thing is that there is nothing we can do. When God say this is it's your time, then we can pray, we can cry, we can do everything. But when God say it's your time, then there's nothing we can do but pray for that person's soul to be saved. Sometimes we can't sleep. We feel helpless. We even feel lonely. Now, Matthew 5:4 says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Okay, now God will comfort you, and he also give you people that will comfort you. Sometimes you just need someone to listen, not necessarily to talk, but to let you talk it out. And that doesn't relieve you completely of your grief, but what it does do, it makes your burden a little lighter. And like coming up to the holidays or the person's birthday, then you begin to grieve a little bit harder a little bit. It get a little harder on you because you remember that person and the things that you did during this time, which is a blessing because that also make your burdens a little bit lighter than it is originally. Okay, and it's, sometimes it's good to have the family around, to have a family gathering, just to be with your family, someone, and know your loved one that's able to talk to you about it, even a record that they like to hear. Even just listening to that can make it easier on you. Now, 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18 says, "But I will not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow now, even as others, whether which have no hope." We sorrow now, even as others, which have no hope. Now, the thing is we got to recognize is the spirit sleeps. Or our bodies sleep. The spirit doesn't sleep. But it's the body resting until the time of resurrection. And verse 14 says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." Now, we know that the one is already sleeping in Christ Jesus will rise first when Jesus comes back to meet us in the air. He will not come back and set his feet on this earth, but he will meet us in the air. And the dead in Christ Jesus will rise to meet him. Now, we have people on this phone today that has lost loved one, and some still grieve over it. Even my nephew, Brother D, he talks about his mom a lot. If you notice him mention her on the radio. Now, in his grieving, he's sorry that his mother is gone, but he's not sorry for the love that he has for his mother. He's not sorry to because in his heart he knows his mother's going to heaven. So that makes it easier to deal with. Now, before I'm finished tonight, I'm going to ask Brother D to reflect with us of how he's handling his grief. We also should have the bishop on. I think he was on with Brother D as well. And he's lost his mother, his grandmother. And I want him to reflect. I'm asking them too because I know these two don't mind coming and reflecting with us about their loss. The thing is, it's a blessing that we can deal with it. Now, we have a lot of loss in our family. My mother and father, which is Brother D's grandmother and grandfather. We have lost and my brothers, I had five brothers and I have lost four of them. And you know, I don't blame God for what he has already let us know that he was going to do. And see, when you go to church every Sunday and get in Christ Jesus, then you learn because you're taught the things that God said he was going to do. So we can't ever prepare ourselves for death. That's the hardest thing to prepare ourselves for. But we can talk about the loved one that we have lost. We can, because when I think of my mother, my brothers, when I think about them, I laugh about the good times that we've had. I laugh about how she raised us. You know how she whipped you when you didn't do what you should have did. So it is a blessing when you can think back on the good times. Even during the holidays, we're coming up to the Christmas holiday. We think about the time we had on Christmas. How your parents cooked, how you bought gifts for your children and how they enjoyed what you gave them, how you would laugh and talk with your child. You know, it's a blessing to reflect on things. So I just thank God for that. And verse number 14 says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. The ones that have died in Christ Jesus, Jesus is going to bring them back with him. So he has prepared for us eternal life, the ones that died in Christ Jesus. So it's okay to grieve, but we got to realize that we are living, we got to take care of ourselves, and we got to take this one day at a time. Thank God for that, because we've had so many deaths in our family until it's a blessing to be able to know that God, whatever God does, is okay with us. To know that God came back Jesus said, I'm coming back. And every time someone died, that let us know that he's come back for his children. And it is a blessing to know. It is a blessing to know that Jesus come back. It's a blessing to know that your loved ones are saved and sanctified. And you know when they die, they go on to be with Jesus. So it's not always easy to cope with it, but it can be easier on us. We never forget our loved ones. We're always going to remember them in our hearts. Even on Christmas, on the holidays, sometimes it can be the 4th of July or whatever holiday. Even on the holiday, on their birthday, let us remember the fun, the enjoyment that we had while we was able to hug them, while we was able to look on them, to let them know how much we love them. Because they die doesn't mean that we don't love them anymore. That love goes on. Because God gave us to love. And we must love one another. Not only our children or our parents or our family, but even our friends. Sometimes we have friends that have stuck so close to us. And when they pass, yes, we grieve their passing. Now, I'm going to use you, Brother D, and I'm going to pause here for a moment for you to come on and reflect with us on how you deal with your mother's death, your sister's, well, both of your sister's death, because you're the only one left. So I need you to come on, and you have your niece that died. Reflect how you dealt with that. And I'm not saying it was easy, but God has blessed you, and you're taking this thing one day at a time. Are you with me, Brother D?
I'm here, T. I'm here.
Okay, praise God. I just want you, Brother D, to reflect with the people because I brought grieving back. As you know, I bring it back every so often because we're still having people that's finding it hard to cope with the holidays, find it hard to cope with the fact that I've lost a loved one. So I want to get someone to help me to help them learn how to reflect and accept the fact that your loved one passed because it was his time. And it's not that God was doing this to hurt anybody, but because he loved us, he want to keep us and he want us to be with him one day. And this is our way to be with him. This is our ticket. If we live in Christ Jesus, this is our ticket to go to heaven and be with him. So I'm giving you time now, Brother D, to reflect on that for me.
Amen, amen. First, you know, to God, who is truly the head of our lives. Monty says to reflect on the death. And it's funny you ask that, T, because just a few days ago, one of my brothers, we caught him in the race, where they caught him Big Drag, and it's Richard Davis. He lost his mom a long, long time ago. And Drag is 60 or 61 in that area somewhere now. He lost his mom when he was like 16. I was privileged to be with mine a little longer. And then, you know, I called her home, but work here was finished. But you said, how do you deal with it? You know, I say a lot of time I ride down this highway, and sometimes my mother crosses my mind, and I have a smile on my face. I think of something. My mother was a jokester, something like myself. I guess I took it after her. And sometimes I think about my mom, and a smile I just comes to my face as I ride down this highway. I know sometimes these people be looking at me, they say, look at that grown man. What is he smiling for? And sometimes I have tears of fall, and it just be tears of joy. I be saying to myself, you know, one day, Ma, I'll see you again. And it's a love that you just never get over. It's a love that you truly never learn how to deal with. You have to just give it to God and let the Lord lead you and guide you through. Because without God, I would have lost my last man. Now, when my mom left me, I had 3 gray strands of hair in my head when my mom left. And before the Lord called her in her last days, before he called her, it's like someone had a can of gray paint and just every day they'd do a line in my head. I was just wearing myself to death. And I had to give her up because I had to accept the fact that God makes no mistakes. And what God does is always for the better. It's never for the worse. It's always for the better. And I had to accept the fact that my mom is in a better place. And you know, you asked about my sister, and it's funny. Just last night, while I'm at work, I was riding down Roosevelt, and I passed by Wallace, which is where my sister laid her last day on this earth at. And I was saying to myself, that's where my baby sister was at. And I was just thinking to myself, and all the trials and tribulation that my baby sister went through while she was on this earth.
Yes.
And then the Lord said she's in a better place now. And I was able to go on. My oldest sister was sick and told no one. And we talked about everything, but she didn't even tell me. She loved my son to death. She didn't even tell him her condition. No, but when she left in her sleep. The Lord took her while she was asleep. And you have to, I say again, you just have to accept the fact that God is God.
All right,
once you accept that and know that he make no mistakes, I won't say you make it easier, but he can make it easier for you. And that's what he had to do for me. There are days that I have a Mother's Day, Christmas, August the 20th. Every August the 20th, I tell my mother, happy birthday, Mom. My mom left me in 95. 1995, this is 2023. I tell her, happy birthday, Mom. I tell my mother, happy Mother's Day. Merry Christmas. It's something you just never get over, but you learn to deal with it if you give it to God.
Amen.
That's a burden that's too heavy for you. You just can't carry that load by yourself.
All
right.
Give
it to God, and God will make it so much easier for you. As I get out the way here, I tell you all, if it had not been for the Lord on my side,
right,
I would have lost my mind. I truly would have lost
all
my
right,
mind when my mom left. I cared about, you know, it was nothing but the devil, T. Those Satan got in my mind, and he wanted me not to care about nothing, cared about nobody, didn't care who I hurt, just didn't care. Anyone said something to me, he wanted me to snap on him. I kept that pistol on me every day. He wanted me to do something to somebody. And I had to come back home and come to grips with myself and just tell God, Lord, fix it. Fix it. And God fixed it. He fixed it to the point to where I was able to deal with it and release. See, once you can release, you can accept the fact that God called her. Man didn't call her home. God gave my mother to me for a short while. 59 years that she was here. And a lot of people don't know this. They gave my mother up to die in 67, 68.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord saw fit that her work wasn't done here. She
all
was
right,
skin
man,
and bones. Auntie, know what
yes,
I'm talking
she
about.
Was.
She was skin and
yes,
bones, family.
Come
and the Lord blessed my mother to the point to where she, not only did she get healthy, she got bigger than she ever been in life and drove all over the United States singing God's praises.
Yes, she did.
And see, when you do that, you got to be able to tell God, thank you for the memories.
Amen.
I thank God for the memories. I thank him for the memories.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. We just hope and trust. I know I do. I hope and trust that something I said will make something easier for someone that's going through right now. Just
amen.
Give it to God.
Amen.
He said in his word, he said, take your burdens to him and leave him.
That's
give it to
right,
God. Amen.
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 Truly, I think, Brother D, for that, as I was talking, it came to me because I know how he is about his mother.
Yes.
I know how he is about his sisters. It was only 3 kids. So he's alone now. Glory be to God. But you see, he's telling you how he is able to cope with the fact that his mother's gone. He hasn't forgotten her, and she's been gone for a long time. That's my oldest sister. She's been gone for a long time. And when I think about her, we talk about her, we laugh and talk about the things she would say and do and how she would act. That's because we love her. We think of her in love. And we know that God got her. That's the thing, and that's what keeps you going. And that's why I'm trying to bring people, because I want the people who is grieving to open their mouths and talk. You just want to get your feelings out as to what you are going through. God knows. And he will comfort you. He gives you people to comfort you, to talk to you, to help you through. Nobody ever said it was easy. But we can make it through. Brother D just said his mama died in 1995. He's never forgotten his mother, but he has learned to deal with her death. And my mom been dead a long time, too. She died just before Debo's mama. I can't give you the year for some reason. I can never remember the year that they died.
83.
I should have known you knew. Yep. Mama died in 83.
83. Yep.
But we learn to cope with it. When I think about her, it follows with a laugh because
I think about the
fun that we had. You know, you think about the things that they whip you for when you felt like he shouldn't even whip you, still got it, you know. But they kept us in line. They kept us in church. And I tell you what, the way that the people talk, the young adults talk now, or the young children talk now, we would have never thought about that kind of talk. because we had parents that kept us in order. So, yes, when they die, when your sister, your brother, your friend, your loved one die, yes, you're going to grieve. And it's hard, but we've got to come to terms with the fact that God knows what he's doing. Is our bishop on the phone?
No, he was on earlier, Tim. I'm waiting on the call back now.
Okay.
I sent him a text and waiting to call back.
Okay, now the floor is open right now. For anyone who have something that they want to say about how they're coping with death in their family, how they're coping with the grief that they're going through or has gone through. Because the longer you go through this, you know, the less pain you'll feel. It doesn't mean you're going to forget, but the burden won't be so heavy on you. Once we give our problems to God, he said, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. That's what we need to do. Take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Glory be to God. So now the floor is open right now. Anyone that have anything to say? Sometimes I do bring this. Does no one want to say something, anything? We'll be closing in a minute. It's been a rather short message, but I thank God because I'm hoping that what we're doing tonight is reaching somebody. That's why I brought Brother D on, because I knew how long he's been going through grieving and remembering and loving and thanking God for his mom. So now, Revelation chapter 20, verses 3 and 4, John said, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. So, as you know, I heard Debo say a few minutes ago, he say, I know she's in a better place. We look at death as something terrible, but it's not. When we die from this earth, we won't feel any more pain. We won't feel any more hurt. We won't feel there will be no more tears. Because when you die in Christ Jesus, everything is happy, joyous, gracious. Everything is good for you. Because you know and your loved one know that you're going to be with the Lord. Remember, Jesus said, I'm coming back. He said, I'm coming back for my church without a spot or a wrinkle. These are the ones that died in Christ Jesus that has been saved, sanctified. God has forgiven their sins and thrown their sins in the sea of forgiveness or the sea of forgiveness. Not to remember, to be remembered again. We that die in Christ Jesus will live forever with him. God knows we're not perfect. That's why he sent back his son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins. Jesus paid the price for us. He died for all our sins. He nailed our sins to the cross. And he rose again. And because Jesus rose, we will rise too. When Jesus died, Jesus was God. Jesus is God. He went through this for us because before Jesus died, death had a sting. The pain, you died and you still was in pain. Jesus died and took the pain out of death. Glory be to God. That's why he says there will be no more crying. Glory, hallelujah. There will be no more pain. The suffering that we're going through now. You know cancer. So many people have cancer or had cancer. And cancer has gotten to the point that it's like a regular sickness that the doctors are able to cure. People don't die from illnesses like they used to. God is steady giving us chance after chance after chance to be saved, to be sanctified, to be filled with his precious Holy Ghost. If you're not saved, I encourage you today to get saved. While the blood is running warm in your veins, you still have a chance. Now, I'm going to pause for a minute for anybody who wants to reflect on losing a loved one, what they have gone through and how they are coping.
You know, see, I got, I hope they can hear me. I got background noise here. But when we speak of death, you know, the loss of my mother, I came in between two girls. They both gone. So I've lost all of my uncles on my mother's side, except one. Uncle Lawson, Uncle Junior, Uncle William, Uncle AJ, Uncle Houston. They go home.
That's
the Lord
right.
Called them. But, you know, we need to understand one thing. God died on a cross in the form of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He did it that we might live.
That's right.
And then
yes,
he rose to give us. We were dead. We just can't seem to
we was
get
dead
locked in our head
yes,
that
we
were dead.
Mm-hmm.
He died that we might live.
All
and
right,
now we
then.
Can have a life. We get a chance to live. Our loved ones that we have lost, God, you know, I heard a song once, and I love it. Brother Eric played it for me sometime. The preacher was angry at God because I think it was three or four of his pupils had left all at the same time. And he said he was mad with God. He said, oh, why you take them? They were my best. And he told me, he said,
mm-hmm.
They wasn't yours. They was mine. He
all
said,
right,
I took
now.
Them because they was ready. And I'm leaving you the rest of them. Get them a chance to get ready. You see how God do man. He give you a chance to get ready. I heard a
right.
He said a few minutes ago that if you're not saved, how you need to get saved. Oh, the Bible said, choose ye this day. We need to make a choice, sister and brothers. You need to make a choice. Why the blood is true, they're running one. But there's going to come a day you're not going to have an option to make a choice. Choice going to be
that's
made
right.
for you.
That's
in the
right.
name of Jesus.
Amen.
God is good. Yes, sir. Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen. So let us look back on the loved ones that we have lost fondly and remember especially the ones that were sick. They're not sick anymore. there's no more sickness. There will be no more sickness in God's kingdom. You know, I've heard people say, if you ask somebody that has went on to be with God, if they want to come back to this earth, they wouldn't want no parts of it. Because look at the suffering and the pain that we go through on this earth. Think about it. It's not even all the time your loved one. It's some. Look how we suffer. We suffer in our body. We suffer from people treating us bad. We even get treated bad in the church sometimes. People that we think is our friends do us so bad that sometimes we have to sit down and shed a tear. So look at all the different ways that Satan got us suffering on this earth. God said, I got something better for you than this. That's the thing that we can't seem to grasp. What God got for us is way better than what we have on this earth right now. And you have to remember, when we're talking about God, he said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So God letting us know he was here even before the world was even here, because he formed it. And when this world passed away, when this world burned and is no more, God is still here, can't die. He is God Almighty. He is immortal. He doesn't die. And when Jesus come back and the dead in Christ meet him in the air, we will be just like him. This old mortal body is going to turn immortal. Glory be to God. But we won't suffer anymore. There will be no more tears, no more crying. So let's look at, try to make it through our grieving process a day at a time. Recognizing the fact that we love our loved ones and we can have fun and enjoyment just by thinking about the fun we had when they were living. And no, it's not easy to lose a child. But we have to contend ourselves with God knows best. We don't know, but God knows. That's why we have to lean on him every day of our lives. We have to lean on Jesus, because we can't make this journey all by ourselves. Glory be to God. Is there anyone else that have anything that they want to add before we close? Amen, amen, amen. Debo, give us a closing prayer if you don't mind. And remember, oh my God. Sorry, I was thinking about him a few minutes ago, and it just flew out the window just that fast.
That old devil was working overtime. I had lost my phone, Sister Mary. I couldn't get on the show, Sister Mary. I had lost my phone.
God bless you.
He gets busy in all different four ways, you know.
Yeah.
You understand? I like to tell people, we know we look at time as 24/7. Yeah. I want you to look at the devil as 25/8. That way you won't have time to give him no room.
Stop.
Yeah, he never stops. That's it, see. And if you don't believe that, the devil is back up. I heard a dog say this one time. A few times I heard a dog say, if you don't bump into the devil at some time during the course of your day, you might be looking in the mirror because you could be walking with him.
But you're walking with him.
Yeah, you're walking with him. And see, what he do? When he got you, he'll back up off of you because he got you. But every now and then, he's going to touch you on the shoulder to let you know he's still there.
That's why
I love the Lord. The Lord said in the word, he said, man, I ought to pray three times a day. Well, I break that down, I think every 8 minutes, we all just whisper a word to the Lord. That's how we keep Satan away from us, keep that halo around us. That's where grace and mercy comes in. I heard Steve Harvey said something this morning. Steve Harvey said, you don't even know when you've been, and I said this a few weeks ago, stop looking past your blessings. Looking for a blessing. I heard Steve Harvey say this morning, he said, when you walked out this morning and you didn't get ran over by a car, that was God blessing you.
Yes,
when you was running 100 miles an hour and the police stopped you and you were able to get stopped safely without having an accident, he said, you thought it was a bad luck, but it was God blessing you that he saved you. You could have been killed. See, God blesses us in so many ways that we overlook them. That's why I said, let's stop looking past our blessings, looking for our blessings, because he's blessing us. Ooh, he's blessing. Yes, he is.
Amen. That's so true, Brother D. That is so true.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm glad you came or you was here tonight because I needed someone to hear how you have to cope with death in your family.
Yes, it is. Yes,
you
it
know, is. It's not easy. When you think about that, and as I was naming and Brother D was naming, how much death in our family we have endured. But through it all, I learned. I thank God because I said, Lord, you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
When my brother William died, he was sick. And when he left this world, he didn't feel that pain anymore.
That's it.
Glory be to God.
That's it.
So that's what we got to remember. And even the ones that's not in pain, if they went on home to be with Jesus, they better off than we are. God got them. Now, as Brother D was just saying, now we need to make sure God got us.
Amen.
We got to remember him every day of our life and all parts of our life and everything we do, every place we go. And let me show you how merciful he is. Anytime I get in my car, I pray. And I tell God, ask God to take me where I'm going, Lord. Bring me back home and seal his car and seal me. Wrap us in the blood of Jesus. And I went the other night to get my granddaughter from my daughter's house. She lived about 40 minutes away. And it was raining. It was dark. So when the light changed to red, I eased on out. I said, now it'll be easier for me to turn. But look at the devil. But see, you can't fool God. Look at the devil. Soon as I got ready to turn, car zoomed through the red light. Could have hit me. But God saw fit to put my feet on that brake and stop it. So everything we do, we better acknowledge God because he's our keeper. He's our everything.
Yes, he is.
And if it was not for him, we wouldn't be here. All our trouble, all our grieving, our crying, our sorrow. Let us praise God. Let us remember the one who hung, bled, and died for us. Let us remember him coming this season. Christmas is about 3 weeks away. And you know it's nice to give kids gifts and see the smile on their face. But let us not forget about Jesus because he is the reason for the season. He came here for us on Christmas Day so that he could die for us. Glory be to God. So I just thank God for each and everybody that came out today. And yes, this was not a message that you really want to hear sometimes. But you know what? Grieving goes on, and we got to learn how to deal with it. Brother Tatum,
every
that's
day.
Who I was thinking
every
about,
day.
Brother Tatum.
Yes,
we got to learn how to deal with it. And it's still hard on him from losing his son. It's not easy when you lose your child. I remember my brother Hansel was the first one to die. And Daddy never got completely right after his death.
Never did.
So right. It's not easy to lose a child.
But and remember, T, we lost an uncle and an auntie in less than 6 months apart because Uncle Hansel passed and then Auntie Bobby died less than 6 months later.
Yeah. And I was at the hospital praying so hard for Bobby. I called her Dodo Bird. I loved her so much. And I'm praying for Bobby to live, and the death angel was in that room, and that's when I learned. When God wants you, when he comes for you, I don't care how we pray, how we cry, God is going to do what he set out to do. And I thank God for that. Because I've seen her several times since she died. And oh, my God, how beautiful and how happy she looks all the time. That's the God that we serve. So merciful. And he give us peace. He showed me Bible and let me see that Bible was just fine. So we just have to pray and trust God. And our loved ones that's living, let us tell them about Jesus. They're not going to church. I mean, we can't make them, but we can try to encourage. Encourage them, even the people you don't know. If they talk to you, tell them about Jesus. That's what God wants us to do. Tell people about Jesus. So at this time, truly, I thank God for each and every one that came out today. Thank God for you, Brother Tatum. I brought that grieving just for you, and I understand how hard it is for you to deal with the death of your son. But trust God. You won't forget him, but your pain will get easier. It will get lighter. It will get easier to bear. So you continue to be encouraged. Continue to be encouraged. And at this time, Brother D, will you give us a closing prayer?
Give me 1 second, too. You know, you asked me about a prayer here a few weeks ago, and I asked my cousin to pray for me. And I told you guys at that same moment, I said I should have pulled over. So we're going to pull over here and have a little talk with our Lord and Savior. And it's funny,
right,
my auntie was talking about grieving and the members of our family that the Lord has allowed to come on home. We just lost a first cousin, our nephew, here a few weeks ago. The death
Amen.
Angels rolling every day. And I truly believe that when the Bible says to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. But I promise you, you need to be present with the Lord before you become absent from this body. I truly believe in the word when he says that we should rejoice when you leave this world and cry when you come in. You know, I was thinking today as I get my prayer here, I was thinking of all the sickness that comes upon this body. But you know, none of that sickness comes upon the spirit. It's all done
That's
to
right.
the body.
That's right.
It's all done to a pile of dirt. And as that
Amen.
Dirt goes back to the body and the spirit going back to the Lord, no matter, I was sitting there thinking as you were talking, I said, no matter what sin we have done, no matter how dirt we have been, you know, when you give your life to God, God
mm-hmm.
sees us through a perfect eye. See,
mm-hmm.
he don't see me
That's right.
through a carnal eye. God looks through the eye of Jesus Christ and see me.
All
and
right,
when he sees me, he's seeing me perfect. Because he's seeing me to that in the name of Jesus. Hey, Father God, we come before you. Lord, we just want to say thank you for the word today. We thank you, Father, for letting old devil know that no matter what he try, that there is no victory for him. Oh, we may have been a little late today. We may have lost someone, a son that wanted to hear the word. They didn't hang on long enough. We thank you for those that was able to come back, those that participated today. We just said thank you. We thank you for the message that you gave us. We pray, Father, that as they prepare to go through this holiday season, that they will know to reach up and grab a
yes.
hold to you, that they will be able to see their loved ones in a different way. They will be able
Amen.
To accept the fact that you make no mistakes that whoever you call home, that their appointed time on this earth has been done.
Right.
Oh,
Amen.
You said in your word, Father, that life was not promised to us, but death is promised to us. And we just thank
mm-hmm.
you. We thank you for letting us know that death was promised. We thank you for going to the cross and taking our sin with you, that you gave us a way to be prepared to leave here. And we just said thank
mm-hmm.
you right now.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Do us like you did old man Abraham, Lord. Just hide us in your bosom.
Yeah.
Till we yeah. won't know more. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. We pray, Father, that you would touch those that are sick. Bless those that may not have a Christmas tree to put up, may not have any gifts for Christmas. But let them know, Lord, that out of all they're not having on this earth, they have you.
All right now.
They have you, Lord. And let them know, Father, that when they have you, they got enough. They got
yeah.
all they need. I heard a song said, "One day I found all I need in the Lord."
Yeah.
I choose to trust and believe in it right now. We ask that you just continue to bless. Keep them, Father. Keep them like they have never been kept before. Give them a mind
yes,
of understanding.
Yeah.
Give them a mind and say yes to your word and yes to your way.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
yes,
these are blessing among men. We love you, Lord. But we want to ask a special prayer for Brother Tatum.
Yeah.
We know, Father, it's been a little while. But we know as these holiday season approach, it's just something about our loved ones. They always seem to come to mind. And we
Amen.
Ask you, Father, to guide him and carry him through.
Yeah.
Carry him through, Father. We ask that you wrap your loving arms around him.
Yeah.
Not only Brother Tatum, Father, but we ask that you continue to bless our producer, Brother Dog, whether you
yeah.
continue to keep him, continue to strengthen him, Lord. No devil had him today, so he thought. But through pressing on and pressing on, he just wouldn't give up. I was able to look at my phone and see a text that says, "Get on, we on." Oh, the devil thought he won, but there's no victory for him, and we just say yes to your word right now. Bless, Father. Bless right now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. In the name
Glory
of Jesus.
Be to God.
Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Why
Amen.
Are you at it, Brother Duke? Go ahead
in
and
name
do your announcement.
No, hold on. Sister
yes.
Mary, we got a testimony.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got a testimony.
Yes.
We got a testimony.
Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus.
All right, hold on. We got a testimony, Brother Duke.
This is very new.
Okay.
Mississippi. And, well, I got on the show a little late, and y'all was talking about grief. I guess I just
mm-hmm.
told you how to Lord work because I was on my way to Florida to No Guts, No Glory, me and my buddy, Anthony Hendricks. And I got a call telling me that my mother passed. And I was headed here,
mm-hmm.
but we about halfway to Florida. And, you know, I wasn't going to get on the show, and I said, well, I guess I need to get on. I got on, you all was talking about grieving, because I'm here at the track now in Florida. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I had my moment. But, well, he wanted to turn around. I told him, I said, no, we're going to go on and just you know, I try to enjoy myself. With my sister from Shannon, Mississippi, she called me and said, "Brother, go on and enjoy yourself. Mom is gone." But, you know, only
all right,
track, man. I try to keep my distance from folks. I'm having my moment here, but, you know, I just thank y'all for you know, confirmation, you know, which, you know, she was suffering, but, you know, I hated to see her laying there. Wanted to see her home and decided to come home, but, you know, she passed when we were halfway here to Florida. We're going to make the track. I don't know how long we're going to be here, but right now I'm here. So I thank y'all for that, you know, tonight.
But praise God. I'm so glad that you took time to come, because you confirmation for me, because I was trying to do another message, but God wouldn't let me do that message for anything. Now, before I finish, who am I talking to, please?
I'm David Gorey. I'm out of Shannon, Mississippi.
Gorey. Are you related to the Gorey sister? Oh, my God. Okay.
I know
your family then. But I'm glad you came on, because I couldn't get the message I wanted, and God settled me on breathing.
Yes.
Because I'd heard from Brother Tatum, he was saying that it was so hard for him getting close to the holiday. And it
was just awesome.
God give me to come back. But you know what? I thank God for you, because your sister was right. I mean, you're going to grieve your mom, your mother, but there's really nothing you could have went back to do.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to turn around because, you know, my kids, you know, and my son, he's taking it kind of rough, and I'm not at home, you know, it's just, you know, I just, and this message, you know, it was for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love her, but I love her enough not to want to see her lay there and suffer.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, that's so true. A lot of people want their parents or their loved one to just stay here, and they're suffering so bad. But just when you turn them loose and let them go, they don't feel no pain. They don't feel anything in Christ Jesus.
Sister Mary,
there's no more pain.
Sister Mary.
Yes. Yes.
I'm glad he said that, because I be feeling guilty too when I be telling some of my friends now that they're in the hospital. I say, I probably won't come see you, because I don't want to remember you laying up in this hospital all suffering and beat up and banged up. I want to remember you as the person as I used to know you as, not as all. So I understand what David is saying on that, and I appreciate him saying that, because I thought maybe something was wrong with me. I was the only one that didn't feel that way, that felt that way. So thank you, Dave, for that, man. I'm glad you said that.
Yes, sir.
No,
only at the track, dog. I get to run up on you before I leave. If I don't,
yeah, I'll be there
before.
I was at the track and lost my phone. So when I found my phone, I had to come back here and get the show on. I couldn't find my phone. I lost my own phone.
Well, you know what? If you had been able to start on time, we would have missed David.
Brother D said it many times. The Lord works in mysterious ways, that was just for him.
Yeah,
that's it right there.
Why did she get on this subject on this tonight? You know, I just lost my mom yesterday.
Praise God. You know, God knows what we need, and He knows when to give it. Because I sat here all day long with that Bible in my lap and couldn't get nothing. Then this evening.
Yeah.
God gave me to talk on grieving again.
My sister Marion. Sorry to break, but this is a good show. It's bringing forward some stuff that I thought I was just a hardcore type guy. He just said his mother passed, but now his mother passed, and ain't nothing we can do. She's done passed now, but in the funeral probably ain't gonna be the the fuel ain't gonna probably be to probably about 4 or 5 at least 5 days. So some people might say, well, your mother doesn't pass, what you doing at the track? But I had one guy tell me, said his mother was on her deathbed, and she told him, if you go to the track, enjoy yourself. The Lord will take care of me. So some people look at it the wrong way, but, I mean, there's nothing he can do. There's nothing he can do.
That's true. And that's what his mother was telling him. There's nothing you can do. You can't help me, and you can't stop it. She knew it was her time. So go ahead and enjoy yourself.
You
know, you're sitting up crying and grieving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when my daddy died, I went right on to church on that Wednesday night. Like you say, it's nothing I could do.
Yeah, well, Anthony and I, you know, wanted to turn around, but, you know, he just like a brother to me. Dog, you know who we are. Spider Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got you. I'll see you tomorrow. Brother. I had just left the track.
He wanted
the show
to come
on.
Around.
I was leaving the track then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I told him, no, we'll go on because, you know, both of us, you know, he just like a brother to me. And he was,
mm-hmm.
you know, he was, you know, he was crying and I was too. You know, I said, man, we'll go on.
Mm-hmm.
We won't turn around.
What's Sister Mary?
Like
Sister Mary.
Because his mom's been gone.
Yeah. Right. Well, Sister Mary, remember I told you that I hadn't cried for my mother's death yet, but I'm gonna tell you the truth now. I don't like Brother D to talk about him because every time he talk about his mother, just like today, I was crying today. Telling the story today, and I ain't even cried for my mother yet. But when my mother passed, I ain't even cried yet.
Let's see why you're crying, Brother Dog. You was also grieving your mother because you have to let it out. You can't keep it in.
Right.
You have to let it out. And the fact that I wanted Debo to come on and tell because I know how he was with his mother. I know how he was raised. He was raised real close to his mother. Roberta drug him everywhere she went. So I know how, because he often, it's not too often that you talk to Debo that he doesn't bring his mother up.
Right.
But the blessing is, he understands that she's in a better place now. He understands that the suffering she was doing, she's not suffering anymore. Your spirit is not going to suffer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that human man that's suffering. So, yeah, you didn't grieve your mother, but you had a chance to grieve her.
Yeah.
When Debo was talking and your tears was flowing, they was flowing for your mother.
Amen.
Yeah, nothing like a good mom, because mom, she, like that song says, she drug us to church. Sunday school, vacation Bible school and all. The feed was plain, you know. So, I thank the Lord for and the time I had with her. He gave her 95 years on this earth. So,
wow,
you know.
What a blessing.
Yeah.
I mean, she lived a good life, a good old life.
Yeah.
That's a blessing right there. Amen. So I really thank God for you coming on. And I thank God for Brother Dog. He asks questions when he don't know. But see, as he never grieved his mother, he did it. He's doing it through Debo's testimony. And that was a blessing. That's a blessing. I thank God for you coming on, Brother Gauri. I'm so glad you came on because now I understand why I couldn't get a message through because I needed to talk about grieving.
Yes,
and Debo needed. Go ahead.
No, I just said I came on a little late, and you all was talking about that, and I was saying, look at God.
Yes. Because I was like, oh, my God, I can't seem to get anything today. God wouldn't give me nothing. The only thing that popped in my head or in my face or in my vision was grieving. I said, well, it's time for me to do another grief section. I was hoping Brother Tatum would come on, but, you know, he is day by day. trying to make it through. And that's a blessing. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. He will soon be able to look back at his son, which he does now with fun memory, but he'll be able to look back and it won't be so hurtful to him. Brother T-Mac, how are you today? Go ahead.
How you doing, Sister Mary?
I'm well. I'm well. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to pass my condolences down to Spider Monkey Crew. I didn't hear his name, but I know the guys, you know. And
Brother David, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it's Spider Monkey Crew, though. Yeah, it's Spider Monkey Crew, though. Yeah. Spider Monkey Crew, race crew. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, man, you know, I done been in them shoes you wear, you know. And the best advice I could possibly give you is when it comes to a situation like this, your mom is headed to a whole lot of place than where we at right now. And if she had the chance to come back for you, the grandkids, or anybody, I don't think she would come back from where she is now.
Amen. And, amen. That's true.
You know, and, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be some days. You know, I miss Mama all the time, but at the same time, I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
Versus down here. Stress and dealing with what I be having going on with my sister and other, you know, anything that was stressful to her, she's relieved of it. And
mm-hmm.
I look at it like this. My mama left me all the tools that I needed to
mm-hmm.
survive out of here in the cruel, cruel world. And
all
she
right,
also
yeah.
gave me a map to follow to get closer
mm-hmm.
to Christ also.
All right, man.
And it's up to me, and it's up to all of us whether we want to follow
mm-hmm.
that map or not.
All
that's right.
right.
And I mean, everybody got their own way of grieving. Like I was listening to Dog, and Dog said some real good stuff when he said that he haven't cried yet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody grieves different. Just because a person shedding tears, that don't mean I love this person that much more than the next person, or you love yours more than I love mine or something like that. Everybody going to
mm-hmm.
grieve their own way.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say is just trust and believe and have faith, and everything should be okay. And I'm going to sign off. Appreciate y'all for letting me speak.
Amen.
Thank you for coming up.
I
think about it now and just have my moments, you know. I get off to myself, but I'm good,
well,
you know. I know she's in a better place because I wasn't there, but my sisters and things, it's 13 of us. I got four sisters and eight brothers. And they sent
mm-hmm.
me some pictures of her after she passed. My sister, they was giving her baths, and she looked like she was just laying up there smiling. So,
Amen. But I thank God for Brother T-Mac coming on, because the thing that I'm trying to get the people do to just talk. Open your mouth and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit up and suffer. You don't have to. Open
Amen.
Your mouth and talk. The more you
yes.
talk about it, the easier it's going to get on you. It'll get easier for you. It'll get easier for you. Talk about it. But just remember,
like
God knows what he's doing.
Like you said earlier, Sister Mary, I mean, ain't nothing we can do.
Nothing.
But accept it and keep
and
going.
Continue to pray.
I mean, because
and continue to pray.
Exactly.
Continue
to
pray.
Have faith. You
got
mm-hmm. to have
faith. Got to have faith. That's right. That faith in God is going to bring you through, going to take care of you through. And you trusting that God is going to give you that peace that you can deal with any situation, including death.
Hallelujah.
But I know what you're saying, Brother Dog, about not wanting to see people, you know, in that situation. And I understand. My best girlfriend, she's still in Chicago. Her brother died. June was killed at 16 years old. And I had just seen him earlier that day. And when she called me and told me he was dead, I said, oh, my God, Brenda, forgive me, but I cannot. I will not come to his funeral. I want to remember him the way I saw him last. And it didn't hurt her feelings or anything. She understood. So, you know, but as we get older, we learn to cope with death better than we did when we was younger.
Well, I can honestly say I don't have any regret because everything I felt like I could do, we had differences. I tried to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
so
right.
I don't have any regrets.
That's a blessing. You treated her right while she was living. You done did all you had to do. So is there anyone else? The floor is still open. Amen, amen, amen. So I thank each and every one that came on and talked today because that's what we need, especially in the, when I come back and I bring grieving. It's God bringing it for somebody to say something. And today it was needful that Brother Goree was needed to talk. And he needed to know, which he know already, that he did nothing wrong by not going back home because there was nothing he could do. And I thank God for that. I thank God that he came on to be with us today. And I certainly hope that you come on and be with us more, Brother Goree.
Oh, I'd be on. I'm always on. I just really never got on the spoke to say anything.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank God for your coming on and everything that you said today. And it truly was a blessing because you gave me confirmation that I went the way that God had me to go, not the way that I was trying to go. So that's a blessing all by itself. Okay, thank God for that. Brother D, you want to give your announcement? Oh. Okay, he
don't worry about
it,
Sister Mary. Yeah, we take care of that. It's an outstanding show, and it was much needed. I'm surprised, you know, on Wednesdays we get a nice crowd. We got an extra nice crowd for some reason tonight.
Praise God.
Yeah.
So it was needful. It people needed to talk, and that's a good thing. And I certainly hope that this is the beginning of shows to come just like this. Okay, well, so let me make my announcement. Be with us again on next Wednesday night, same time, same channel. God has a word for you, and this is our service today, a time for reflection. And on Tuesday night, once again, be with us for Brother D and his gospel hour.
Mm-hmm.
Every Wednesday night, same time, same channel. And we just thank God for that. We thank God for Brother Dog, for I tell you, he just stands tall in our minds, in my heart. He does because he does so much for God, and he don't even seem to know just how much he do. He does so much, and it is so appreciated. So appreciated. So when we say, Brother Dog, we love you, we mean it from our heart. Because everything you do is not selfish, it's selfless.
Mm-hmm.
You're not selfish about nothing you do. And I appreciate
mm-hmm.
that, and I pray that God continue to strengthen you.
Thank you.
Into your hand, Brother Dog.
This is my show now, Sister Mary. But before we go, Sister Mary, I know the Spider Monkey crew. I know the Spider Monkey crew. Those are some good guys. They are God-fearing men in that crew. And Sister Mary, would you do a short prayer for them, if you don't mind, Sister Mary?
Yes, I will. He's from a very, very spiritual, nice family.
Yes.
Most Father definitely. God, in the name of your Son Jesus, Father God, I come to you, Lord, lifting up Brother Goree and his crew, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we ask you to bless him during this trying time, God. Father God, give him strength, Father God. Father
yes.
God, we thank you for we realize, Father God, truly he's looking to the hills from which comes his help. He realized,
mm-hmm.
Father God, that you know what you're doing. Father God, and he realized he has to lean and depend on you. Father God, not only him, but strengthen his whole family, God. Father God, bless them. Give them peace during this trying time. Let them know, Father God, even though they're going through a rough period right now, there is peace in the midst of it. Father God, and we ask you to bless him, Father God, as he travels back home when he go home, Father God. Father God, keep him, Father God, covered in the blood of Jesus, and not only him, but all the ones that travel, God, from
yes.
where they came
yes.
to where they go. Father God,
yes.
cover them, Father God. Bless them that everything, Father God, is all right, Father God. Father God, keep them in your love, God. Oh, glory be to God, Father God, and we thank you, Father God. We ask you to bless each and every one on the service tonight at the sound of my voice. Father God, give them strength. Father God, whatsoever their needs, Father God, if it be your will, bless them, Lord. In the name of your Son, Jesus, Father God, and we thank you, Lord. Father God, bless all the ones that are bereaved tonight, God. Father God, let them know everything is all right. Father God, let them know, Father God, that when you have us, Father God, we are kept. Father God, and we will be with you. Father God,
mm-hmm.
we thank you, Father God, for blessing his mother to be 90-something years old, blessing her, giving her a beautiful life on this earth. Father God, and we ask you to just strengthen them, Father God. Put your loving arms around them, Father God, and give them that peace and that love among each other, Father God. Let them bind together and give each other strength during this time. Father God, and we thank you, Father God, once again for Brother Dahl, Brother D, Bishop Dexter, to each and every one, Father God, that's doing what they can to do your work, Father God. Father God, and we love you. We trust you. We believe you, Father God, for you are everything. Father God, we thank you. We will forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Precious Lord.
Yes, yes.
Take my hand.
Yes.
Lead me on. And
yes,
let me
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
I am weak and I am worn.
Oh.
Sister Mary, outstanding service tonight. But that concludes our service for tonight. And we thank you for everything you do, Sister Mary. And God bless you and your family. Amen.
Amen. God bless y'all. Thank Have you. A good night.
All right. Thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you. All right, guys. You know, like I said, it's a little rough. You have to wear all these different hats. But that concludes our ceremony for tonight. I'll see Brother Spider-Monk and them tomorrow. I'll talk to him tomorrow. But we finna transition on over to the other show if y'all got anything to put out of there. I see quite a few people on there, Kid, Flop, Trigger League. Y'all hit the one button. Y'all got anything y'all want to holler at right quick, if y'all want to holler at something, if y'all got something you want to say. I'm down here in Orlando, Florida. I was at the track out there, lost my phone, but I found it back. So we came on a little late today, but we're here. So if y'all got something y'all want to continue to say, you want to discuss some or talk about some stuff, hit the one button. Let's get rolling here. Kid, I see you out there, Kid. Flop, Trick. I see all y'all out there now. Y'all don't want to say nothing, let me know. I'm going to go over to Denny's and get me a country fried steak now with some mushroom gravy. I don't like it on white gravy. Y'all don't say nothing. I'm going to go get me something to eat. It's cold out here, too. It's going to be far. It's going to be warm, but it's cold. All right, let me see if I make sure they on there. I see Padre on here. I see y'all out there now, but y'all don't hit the one button on me. Oh, that Kid finally hit the one button. He just must be drunk. What's up, kiddo? What's up, Kid? They out there shaking them down tonight, Kid.
Yeah, I see, goddammit, icicles and shit all up on the fences and can on, hoodies and can on. What's happening down that way?
It's a little chilly now, Kid. It's a little chilly down in there. It was chilly. It was chilly when the sun was out. So the sun then went out, so I knew it was chilly.
Yes, but, indeed. I heard that dropped down around about 52 degrees or something like that.
Well, it don't make no difference. The wind was blowing. It made it worse than that. You know, that wind blowing.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be 60.
Yeah, a little wind
chill. If that wind blowing, there ain't no sun out there. It could be 60.
Yeah, a little wind chill.
My girl Trick. And your girlfriend, kid. And your girlfriend, kid.
Oh, man. Trigger Lee.
What's
going down, Trigger Lee?
Hey, man, my dog outside trying to pee, man. He's shaking like a stripper. It's so cold down here, man.
Oh, come on, Trigger. Come on.
You're lucky he didn't go to the back door and piss out the door.
Hey, right. I'm lucky he set up at the door with it, right? Okay. Dog, he's shaking like a stripper right now.
Well, see now, if he had been like me, he could stay on the inside of the door and just hold his little wee-wee out of the door. See, mine ain't wrong.
I got a my covered patio, so he too short. He can't get over the little, the little metal bar at the bottom.
Okay.
He got to go outside.
Okay. All right, I got you. What's good out there, y'all? What's good, man? We got them guys been shaking down today. Kid, they look real good out there, boy. They got some.
They shaking.
The fans
are good.
Yeah.
Well, everybody shake down look good when they run by themselves.
Well, kid, we know that, but we can tell whether kids, you've been in the game long enough to know if they shake down by themselves. You know whether or not it was pretty fast or not. You know that, kid. Come on, kid.
I think this going to be a pretty good show. Like, it ain't going to be so they're going to be able to get down.
No. It's going to be clustered because what it is, we might have to move the shootout that we have on Sundays up to Saturday because it looks like it might rain Sunday.
Yeah,
If that rain don't move, I'm gonna have to move that shootout to Saturday, and that's gonna really jam some stuff up.
Really put a hole in them.
Cause see, this just testing tune day, and it's still gotta be at least 100 cars down there.
It is. Some of them ain't doing nothing but testing.
Somebody just sent me a text and asked me how a certain person looked. I can't call that name because I promised not to say anything about him or to him, and he promised the same thing, but. For your answer.
Oh, I saw them. They looked all right. They didn't look too bad.
No. That looked like shit. Dropping shit off the car and everything, but I can't. Yeah, it looked like shit.
Oh, man, not Boss Bynes. Boss Bynes looking for a part down there or something, man.
Yeah, he needed a
grill. A grill or something?
Yeah, I ain't like I said, I'm not gonna break the oath we had. He said he ain't gonna say nothing to me about me, and I won't say nothing to him neither, but if somebody asked a question. He got a black Camaro down there too. He's driving a black Camaro down there too. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing old Jason Wells and what Stan Your Lane do, because Stan Your Lane been drawing
Jason,
on everybody.
Jason Wells made the first shakedown and knocked the cones down. Then he came back and made a good pass, but he looked good on the second pass. He got it straightened out.
Yeah.
He done made a couple of passes already, yeah. Y'all should have been, if y'all was like, thank you forever Grudge was live the whole while. Tick Flicks, Tick Flicks be getting it all.
Tickle Fits or something. Tickle Fits.
Whatever it is. Yeah. But, Jason Wells made a shakedown the first time. It caught rain good, but it went over to the right and he knocked the cones down. But he said it was something wrong with the steering linkage. He got it squared away and came back and made a hell of a pass. Who else you want to know about? I know everything.
Did Bobby Cole get down there yet?
Bobby Cole is down there.
Uh-huh.
I said Bobby Cole is down there. That's all I said, though.
I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. How is that?
Take your time, Trigger. You didn't have to tell nobody you was gone. We didn't ask you. You didn't have to tell nobody you was gone.
Yep.
Yeah. About to be down there looking good. They said they want anybody on the property.
Did Joseph Wells come down there or what?
No, Joseph Wells is not here. He wasn't. He already said he wasn't coming, kid. He ain't not here.
Oh, okay.
At least he ain't here as of today. But you never know what might pop up. But I don't think he really want to come down here because he know Starter B want that get back raise, and I don't think he might not want that trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He might not want that trouble. He might not want that trouble. But I wouldn't mind.
Well, I'm pretty sure he got to get a man a rematch.
They do that. See, they gonna run each other. The one of them said Uncle. Ain't that one of them said Uncle? Yeah.
Uh huh.
And they go flip. They flip flop back and forth, kid. You know, Joseph beat him one time. He beat Joseph a couple times. Ain't that one of them been satisfied with that butt whooping yet?
Uh huh.
Bud B, what's up, Bud B? You know I don't want you to talk on it. What you want, Bud B?
No,
yeah, come on in there.
He don't got to give no get back raise, kid. That's our Baptist
generation. No, he don't
he's
have
gonna
to.
Do
but
it.
I'm just saying.
He's going to do it. He's going to do it more than likely because they like that.
I think Brother Lee just said he don't have to, though, if he don't want to. He don't have to if he don't want to.
He don't have to if he don't want to.
Right.
A lot of
people think he's not obligated to get in with
him. He's not obligated. And that's what a lot of us think. Man, he won't give me a chance to get my money back. I guess you had the same opportunity to get the money as I did.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got to do that. But, for good sportsmanship, we'll run again.
No. It ain't good sportsmanship. It's just like a fight, Buffer D. If you whoop my ass the right way, I don't want no more. But until you whoop my ass the right way, you got to fight me every day I see you.
That's what I call good sportsmanship, dog. You ain't whoop me right. I hear you say that all the time. You might whoop me 10 times. But I'm looking for number 11 because I just ain't got it right. And once you give it to them right, they don't want it no more.
Right. That's my point. If I ain't satisfied with it, I'm going to try you again. And see, ain't neither one of them satisfied because when Joseph beat him, he had a problem. And when he beat Joseph, he had a problem. So,
right.
they really ain't satisfied with a straight all-out race when neither one of them having a problem yet. So they're gonna continue to go to somebody, their uncle, in that situation. And Brother D, I'm being for real about it. There ain't no sportsmanship. Ain't nobody ever got no damn sportsmanship. If I think I can whoop your ass, I'm going to whoop your ass every time you crank up. If I think I whoop your ass and I got to wait because you something messed up, I don't want no more trouble. Or if you whoop my ass the right way, I don't want no more trouble.
Now, I agree with that, but here's what I see, and I hear this all the time too. I ain't gonna run. I done ran you already. No, just said it.
That's a cop out.
Because if I beat you Monday, and I think I can beat you, you can't line up fast enough Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Now, see that, Brother D, the reason I don't want you on the show talking because you ain't got to talk about wit like that. So you ain't have to talk about wit.
Oh
like
man.
That. No,
I don't want you to come on here because you always bringing out some stuff that you don't want to talk about. Hey, you ain't had to call Whit name like that.
I can't do that. I just
know he got away from Tate and ain't no way in hell tomorrow and next year he gonna mess with Tate no more. Kid, this for you.
What you got, dog?
Trigger Man then started raising some hell. He done started posting. So that what that mean is he probably got two or three cars ready to go right now. So somebody might be in trouble for this week over with. Yeah.
Kind of looks like Keisha's ready.
Keisha might be ready. Keisha might be ready. Annabelle might be ready. Sansa might be ready. So he'll start posting. So you know what that means. His ass must be got some oil pressure. Got some something going on.
Yeah. Filling his oats.
Yeah. Here come Weird. I know what I was gonna bring him out the bushes. What up, Weird? Down to one bad boy.
Hey, what up? Yo, what's going on? What did you say?
Now, D didn't even send that man out. D didn't send that man. I just told him that. He was
waiting on D to
die. I don't do that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I've been waiting on you.
D, he said he's been waiting on you to get out of Andy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've been waiting on you.
But you got my baby. You got my baby. You want me to bring my baby to the phone?
Did your wife just call you, D? Did your wife just call you?
Oh, man.
The job will call in a second now. I'm at work.
What's going on? You know what? I said something. I wish you had heard me. Now, Whit, I mean, don't nobody do it. Everybody say it, but they don't do it. You do it, though. If you don't want that trouble, just say you don't want that trouble. Don't be saying, you know, making excuses. You're telling yourself you don't want that trouble, but they won't let you leave with saying that. Why they won't let you leave with saying that with?
Hold on.
You said
what now, dog? Yeah, what I'm saying is, why they won't let you live for saying that?
Yeah, you know, people, you know, what's wrong with, okay, when you tell a man, I don't want that trouble, why can't he just leave you alone? Why can't he just accept, I don't want that trouble? Why they can't accept that?
You right. People just can't accept it, but I guess they think if they keep messing with you, you might go ahead and go. That's actually what happened with the Tate race between me and Tate. He kept fucking with me. That was me. That was me. I said, no, he kept fucking with me. He kept
Kept poking the bear.
We didn't know Banner.
I am a
Banner.
Not in that race.
Oh, you done been that two or three times.
Yeah.
I was just talking about that race.
Yeah, see, the good Lord knew I ain't no hater and knew he was a hater. That's why he ain't let him win that race.
I ain't gonna say you're a hater now. But wait, why you call him a hater just because he wanted to run you though, Whit? You call that a hater?
I call him a hater because he be hating on Charlotte.
Well, tell me this here, Whit, because you're pretty smart until they get on your ass. I know sometimes you don't feel like fight. Trigger man and start posting and talking shit. What that mean, man? Trigger man and start posting and talking shit, man. What that mean, man?
Shit, that mean he headed the floor.
Yeah.
You saying posting, I think he might be coming. Like, what?
Yeah. Oh, he didn't start drawing and putting up Facebook posts and shit. You know, at first we couldn't even find him.
Yeah, he must be heading to Florida.
Well, he's coming to Florida, man.
Like, what I'm saying, you saying, like, as you saying, he putting stuff up maybe for next year or something like that. If he done put something up, I'm thinking he coming to Florida to goddamn get some ass.
Oh, no. He said he coming to Florida. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. He just doing that because he doing it right. When he get ready and got everything ready to go and know he finna roll, then it's time to start posting. Some of these motherfuckers posting all. Now, that's good subject now. Some of these motherfuckers be posting. Yeah, gotta be ready, gotta stay ready. And then when they get there, you know.
Ain't gonna do a damn thing.
Hey, you got to stay ready
so you don't have to get ready.
That's right.
You're right.
Guess what? That motherfucker, that blue motherfucker, ho, she ready.
That motherfucker still got
water in the block. It's in climate control. It's ready. I don't think I got to do put the fuel in it and warm that motherfucker up and put the engine tires.
I don't think I can tell you like this. Act like it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying, not towards me. I'm just saying if it's ready.
I thought you was talking about towards you.
No, not towards me. Brian, you the brand.
Because if you get out of line, this is what will happen.
You already put me in my place.
Yeah, but you keep talking. Evidently, I ain't gapped you enough.
What the fuck am I saying?
Damn.
I ain't saying shit. I didn't say nothing. Goddamn, act like it. You say it's red, but act like it.
See, when you talk like that, I think you're talking to me.
I can talk how I want to talk. I ain't saying.
You said I'm bullshit. You talk about act like it.
No, I just act like it.
That's like a pump fake. You can't pump fake
me.
Nah,
that ain't no pump fake.
That ain't no pump fake.
It's a bunch of blue motherfuckers ready. Shit, you ain't the only blue motherfucker that ready.
But can I tell you this? That blue motherfucker is a bad motherfucker.
And the blue motherfuckers some bad motherfuckers
and
too.
I don't know what other blue motherfuckers you talking about.
I got
blinders on. I don't see no other blue motherfuckers.
I don't know. It's a bunch of blue motherfuckers out there. Shit,
they're ready. Hey, I see some white motherfuckers. I see some multicolored motherfuckers.
Right, you specifically said that blue motherfucker red, and I said there's a bunch of blue motherfuckers.
But
I don't know no other
blue motherfuckers.
I don't know them either. I'm just assuming.
Mm-hmm. But you want me to tell you?
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, Father Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Teflon Don look like shit. He like shit.
That's why we ain't go, dog. That was one of the ones that said we'll talk to you about doing something when you get here.
Man, you crazy.
Man, we 20 shit. Hours away.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dog, that's about the first day of the month, though,
huh? I know as much shit they talk.
I think the blue motherfucker is
Ryan,
a flop.
Oh, I thought they were talking about Barry.
Well, I'm going to ask you this, though. This is what I thought they were talking about.
No, why are you saying it's his first pass? What you mean, first pass? They're coming down.
That man tested all day yesterday.
I was asking, was it the first pass?
No, he tested all day yesterday and looked like dog shit today.
Man, they tested before they got down there.
We don't need all that noise. Go ahead, Kate.
They tested before they got down there, dog.
Yeah, I know it.
He told us that. He said, man, we're going to test before we go down there and see how we looking. And then when we get down there, we'll try something with you when we get there.
I'm the motherfucker that's going to call it the way it is. I don't care who it is, and I don't give a damn who gets mad. By the time that somebody's raised somebody, the motor is going to need to be rebuilt.
God damn.
Hey, dog, hold on.
Yes.
You just nasty at the mouth, man. You taste real nasty
stuff to these
people.
Man, that motherfucker look like pure shit.
I haven't. Hey, you want me to tell you this? I don't give a fuck if he look good. It don't matter to me. If he were locked in, he would have to beat my ass. I don't look at people as look what they call it. They look like shit or they look good. You got to beat my motherfucking ass. I want somebody
to whip that ass because you be talking real gritty to these boys.
Hey, Tate. Did we try to lock him in and E-Dub? They in the same damn crew.
Yeah, they in the same crew.
Hold up. You know me, I can't hold what. I got to tell on everybody. Smoke damn near turned his over. Goddamn, that damn smoke hit somebody about 150 feet out there. That somebody went up in the goddamn air and cut over back.
Right.
Damn. Yeah, that's why you want to call him. Money, why you want to call him? Money, call him.
You want me to tell you this? Hold on, you want me to tell you this?
Yeah.
That man won't look our way.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Chevy Stain looked okay. Who else y'all want to know about? Y'all ask me, I'm going to tell everything. I'm a snitch. If the police ask, if y'all do it, I'm a snitch.
What's Daniel Lane look like?
Daniel Lane, the first pass, he knocked the fucking cones down, but he made a good pass. He came back, get on his ass, dog.
He looked like flop on his first pass.
Yeah, the first pass, he knocked two cones down. But the front end thing was fucked up. He got it fixed and came back and made a hell of a pass. He looked pretty goddamn good, T. Who else you want to know about?
What about the golden child?
Man, that man needs to take that ugly rap motherfucker back somewhere where whoever wrapped it and put that bitch in spray painted or some shit.
Hey, John, look,
if anybody want to know something, And they want to know who's snitching, man. Who's snitching? Me and Willie Dog. I'm the shit. I ain't holding shit. If you don't want me to see it, you better not let me see it. I'm telling everything I see. Big Bang. And my name is Big Bang.
What happened with that shit?
I was just bullshitting like that. They ran for $1,700. And the other mother, the dumb motherfucker tape, he had the front end smaller down so low, he had the lights on. So when he took off, it looked like he rolled through the lights and it red lighted him, man. And Ed Boney them stood the damn car, and Dan there ran over the center line. They almost lost because they ran over the center line. That's all it was. It wasn't no big race. It was just a race they got together up in the staging lane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm ready to snitch. Anybody else I've seen that y'all know? I'm ready to tell every goddamn thing. I can't hold water.
Goddamn, Tate. What kind of steak is that you eat, Tate?
Goddamn, kid. You can hear me. You hear me smacking over y'all.
What boss? Mm-hmm. What boss do, dog?
Now, you know, I can't
boss.
Call his name,
boss,
but...
He's throwing
pods all over this other side. If somebody had been in another lane, they would have had a rig, because he's throwing shit all over another lane.
That was him in that blue Pro Mod?
Hey, man, y'all stop.
No, not him.
Hey, Willie, dog.
Yeah.
Why some months you can say Tony Bynes' name, and then other months you can't say his name? What's going on? I just want
because he told me not to. You shut the fuck up. Let me tell him, kid. Shut the fuck up. He told me not to sit down to him and call his name, and I told him the same thing.
I ain't really asking you. I'm just asking the panel to give him something to think about, though. Why Tony Bynes going back and forth? You can say his name sometimes, when you're saying something good. But if you say anything bad, he don't want you saying his name. I'm
not calling his name good, bad, or in between. I'm not calling his name or saying nothing to him.
What did Paz look like? No, I know what you're saying. I'm just saying
we asking questions about the calls, man. Shut the fuck up right now. His pants look just like the truck he towed in there with. His tow truck with Iran.
Oh, man. Lord, how much?
Then he came with another car, a black Camaro, leaking oil and water and gas all over the track. They had to push his ass back with another car. What else you want to know? Kid, right now, we're telling the cars right now, Ken. What else you want to know?
What smoke look like in the Monte Carlo?
Smoke looks damn good, but he damn near flipped that bitch over at the 200-foot mark. He hit some at the 200-foot mark, and that bitch stood on the bumper damn near. Yes, sir. I'm a snitch. Anybody want to know who told him? I'm going to say it again for all y'all that just got on. I'm a snitch. This Big Fag. My name is Big Fag. This Big Fag. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a goddamn snitch. They might beat my ass tomorrow, but I'm gonna tell everything I know tonight. They might beat my ass tomorrow. You know, but tonight I'm gonna tell every goddamn thing I know. If I see your old lady out there giving somebody some pussy, I'm gonna tell that too. For a small fee, I'm going to tell you, if somebody was fucking your old lady, I'm going to tell that.
She got a lot of action
down
there today's end.
Big fag, huh?
Well, who the hell, Junior,
was talking
about last night?
They said Big Fag don't take no for an ounce, man.
That's right, I don't take no for an ounce. If I come over your house and fuck your old lady, if she stopped up or a period or something, go in there and grease your ass up. I'm going to fuck you. This Big Fag here. This Big Fag here. y'all know y'all making me act a fool on it. Y'all just making me act a fool on it. I'm finna get ready to go to Dillon's to get me a country fried steak with some mushroom gravy. But y'all keep on talking. I'm on the show though. I'll be on the show as long as y'all want to keep this bitch open. I'll keep it open. But I'm gonna go to God's name at Denny's to give me a country fried steak.
What time they stop testing down there, dog? It's over.
They're supposed to be 9 or 10 o'clock, but I had left. It was so goddamn cold, I had left. I left, so I don't give a fuck. It was cold in the motherfucker.
It's cold over
there. Hell yeah. I don't know. It's Florida. This must be the north.
Did Salty make a pass, dog?
Not today, they didn't. Not today.
Oh, okay.
At least not when I was there. And I don't think they was, because they was in there. Ricky just not recovering from being drunk last night.
What big homie do a red lit dog?
Who was that?
They look
from
down.
The truck.
He had his spoiler dragging too close at the bottom, so he was staged up with his spoiler. So when the damn tree dropped, when he rolled, it's like he rolled through the light. Because he wasn't even staged up with his tires when he read it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dang.
How did Big Low look, dog?
Big Low looked like he went in the tube.
Oh, okay.
But to me now, he had black smoke and red flames. So he still ain't, that tune-up still ain't right with those red flames and black smoke. But he looked good, though. Big Low looked damn good.
Yeah, he looked good.
Who else you want to know? I told you, I'm telling no other goddamn thing. And his motherfucker,
you don't get on Big Low, no matter. You don't get on Big Low ass. Why you don't get on Big Low ass? Because he with Mike. Because Mike playing the car.
I used to get on Big Low ass. More than anybody in the world. What you talking about? The last three races, I stopped fucking with him because he started looking good. He started going out of track. That's why I left him alone. But I used to get on Big Low ass so bad. They begged me, hey, look, man, get a man a break, man. They told me the man was about to jump off the building. I had fucked with him so much.
Also, dog, Wick, don't put him in that category going to the track. Don't race nobody. That. As long as he look good, he off limits.
No, I don't mess with nobody, everybody like that, Tate. No, I don't mess
man,
with that
you used
man
to
like
fuck,
that.
You used to talk about Big Low like a motherfucker, man.
But I fuck with him now. But I fuck with him now.
Hey, dog, he can fight back now. Hey, dog, he can fight back now.
You better not fuck with him now. Yeah, you better not fuck with him now.
That's a whole lot of your ass.
Talking to, dog.
Hey, Jay, dog.
I'm knocking somebody's ass.
We can talk to him. If he says something, I'll tear his ass up for you. Don't worry about it. Put him over here, motherfucker.
I don't think. All right, but I don't think. He might, though. I'm sure I'm going to see
why
him.
Why wouldn't
somebody
he?
Dog,
say
on your ass.
Dog, say when
he look good. He look good. He don't look that goddamn good.
You must forget I'm trying to get that spot last year down there.
Yeah. You look all right.
Trigger, you back, Trigger? Is that Trigger Lee back?
Yeah, that's Trigger.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, that's her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's her.
I just want to make sure.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I want to answer that question, too, from last night. Like you said, was it 100 girls that look better than Trick at the track? I don't know about no 100 now. I'm going to agree with him on that.
Hold up,
about no goddamn
you
100.
Stupid. Hey, you dumb motherfucker. That just was a goddamn example for the argument, man. God damn. It might not even been a fucking 100 bitches at the track. That was for the argument, man. God damn.
Oh, okay.
That's all it was for.
All right. I'm just trying to make her feel good.
No, I just finna say all y'all doing trying to make Trick her feel good with that fat ass.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
Y'all ain't finna get no coochie from her, man. Y'all would stop trying to be nice. You're not getting none of that.
Well, the dry, that dry shit ain't. I don't want to know it, cause that's the worst shit in the world, to dry pussy.
Oh, man.
Y'all would be glad Trick ain't on.
Like,
hey, dog, what Big Fletch at, dog? What Big Fletch at? You get him on this week?
Oh, man.
Man, Big Fletch, he wouldn't even bring his faggot ass on. But don't you bring your bitch ass on the knees, cause when they whoop y'all, you didn't come on.
Hey, well, we lost, but shit, I didn't know. I ain't know they won, but I want to know
what
Big Fletch at.
No, you lost. You came on before y'all played talking all that shit, and they went out there and beat y'all ass, and your faggot ass bitch ass ain't come on.
Yeah, we lost one, but they got their ass blew out. We lost, and they got their ass blew out.
It only
got ran over by a white boy running back, man.
It only counts the same as y'all count. It's one loss. You don't give a damn. You got whooped by one point.
I
want to bet
he was telling that Dallas whooped that. Dallas is going to go up that ass this week.
Oh, well, shit.
You come on.
Now, what
if
you
want to
bet?
If you come on and talk, 500.
Bet you 500.
Yes. You got to send it to me. You got to send it to me, and if you win, I'll send you 1,000.
Ain't that a fish?
500.
You don't trust me, but I'm going to trust you.
Well, bitch, you don't want to ask me if y'all want to bet it. Fuck no, I don't trust your bigger. If I can whoop your ass, I'll trust you. I can't whoop your ass.
Damn, dog. I just want to know what Big Fletch is, man. I'm just
trying
to holler.
I like this, dog. I like this. You didn't come on, goddamn it, when you whoop y'all ass, so don't come asking for him now. Because y'all didn't whoop his ass.
No,
they whoop y'all ass.
I didn't know, dog. They called me at the last minute.
Hey.
I ain't know.
I call you for the show. Send me 500, motherfucker. I believe that they're gonna whoop that ass.
If he can whoop your ass, if you wasn't so big, he would have sent you his 500.
That's right.
Your big ass, man. What Willie Dawg look like wrestling with you, motherfucker? Give him your 500.
I don't like
hey, Skin,
like
we will jump his ass now. We will fuck around
and
jump.
I know, but
that's right.
The first shit. We talking about the first shit, though. Send dog the money, and we'll still jump his ass.
I don't really like it for 500, Skin.
You don't
like
it for 500?
What you
like
it for? How much you like it for?
I like it for... I don't really like it at all. I'm just talking shit.
Oh, you scared now.
Go on mute, man.
I don't trust that motherfucking Dak, so I don't want to bet my money on it.
You sticking the booty ass.
Man, that's a bad mind.
Oh, man.
Listen to me, man.
This man said he don't trust his quarterback.
How you with the team?
I'm from Detroit. I ain't from no goddamn Dallas. What are you talking about?
You need to be with the Lions, then. Get with the Lions.
Let's bet this, dog. Let's bet 100 and 100. Yeah. Hold on. 100 and 100. I'm going to take Detroit versus Chicago, and I'm going to take Dallas versus Philly.
Man, I'm not going to go against you.
Okay. Man, shut your bitch ass up, bitch.
I can't fucking wait.
Thank you, kid.
You
can't
ass up,
kid.
Watch this.
Your whole
ass
up,
kid.
Watch this.
Turn ass up, kid.
Nigga's a bitch. Get that nigga on the bad. Who the fuck is the bad, bitch?
Hey,
he won in 1985.
They can't even be the high school team.
I'm going to give you a bet. If you bet me this, I'll bet you that.
Man, they can't
whoop
Hurst.
Hey, wait. Hold on, Whit.
That ain't Whit, that's Skin.
I thought Whit was talking. Whit was on there, too.
Yeah,
I'm over it, but I ain't saying shit.
Big old dumbass talk. You,
I ain't saying shit.
Go fuck Jeremiah, man. Go fuck Jeremiah.
That's a big dumb punk.
Yeah, I ain't saying nothing.
Jeremiah with your gay ass. Go fuck Jeremiah.
Lord, how much?
Go fuck Jeremiah. He already pregnant. Go fuck Jeremiah. He already pregnant. Get him twins, bitch. Go get Jeremiah. Get him twins. Rub his feet. Big foot motherfucker. Gamble this shit in your mouth. That's the God's problem. He already know, but I'm going to tell him anyway if he don't know. Get your bitch ass out of the man. Man, you could have said, Green Bay or something. Your bitch ass could have said Green Bay, the Jaguars. Dumbass nigga said, you bet on the man. Bet on the man. Ain't nothing bad about him, motherfucker. He don't want two gambles. He want one bet. You talking about flesh and cock. He want to bet on flesh. Motherfucker, he don't want to bet on no motherfucking dumbass bet. They got a third string quarterback in the game. And they ain't shit with the first string quarterback. Get your stupid ass out of here, man.
I can't.
You ever say no shit like that, Willie Dawg? Man, shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Right,
gamble this dick in your mouth. Gamble this dick in your mouth, pussy motherfucker.
That's right.
Fuck up, bitch. You homosexual, bigfoot bitch. Shut your bitch mouth. You don't gamble nowhere. Your pussy ass.
Not the homogenized.
You don't even gamble.
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
You look pimple face, bitch. All the fucking bumps in your face, bitch, look like you're coming out your face, bitch. You got hell coming out your face, bitch.
I thought Wednesday night was a family show.
Shut up, bitch.
Like a jack-o'-lantern.
Get these goddamn kids off this motherfucker. Get these kids off this motherfucker. Just went up. Get these kids out of here.
You nasty mother. I can't believe this
get
bitch.
Get these kids out here, y'all.
He ain't number 37. This bitch
is
out
of gout. Put them children in the bed, y'all.
You ain't got gout. This bitch got gout, man. This bitch going out there walking, feet hurting.
Not the gout.
Go outside. Go outside. Because these people saying your kids
come
here anyway.
Come on.
Go out
the
door.
I know you're bullshitting, Shorty. Oh, man. Not at his age.
Hey,
sir, put your turn to sleep and go out the door, sir.
5 years ago, the bitch called me and said, "Skin, I can't walk. I need you." This bitch got y'all at 37. Man, get your bitch ass out of here. Bitch, number 42. Pussy
mother. Lord have mercy.
Skin, hey, Skin, you know what gout is? You know what gout is, Skin? What's gout, Skin? Tell him what gout is, Skin.
It's something with your feet. I don't know. All I know is his feet with her. He told me he ain't gout. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know what the fuck it is. Hey, hold on. Hey, Trick or Lee, this bitch ass nigga talking to me. They don't teach you about no fucking gout if you ain't go to nursing school or something, you dumb.
They don't teach you about gout unless you got it. It's not so concerned.
Yeah, you dumb stupid bitch. You dumb ass
damn.
Bitch. I ain't no doctor.
Get your baby off the phone, sir. Your baby hit a man saying bitch. Get your baby off the phone, sir. Wait a minute, what he said, Flop? Tell me what he said, Flop. I dare you to tell me what he said. What he said?
Some dirty kids in my ball head, eh?
He said my ball head, eh? That seems to be the going rate around here. I'm ball head. You right.
Hey, Wick, them dumbass bumps in this face didn't go to high school, bitch. They didn't graduate. That white folks coming out of this
Hey, Wick. Hey, Wick. That shit ain't that fucking funny, Wick. That shit ain't fucking funny, Wick, okay?
He said, cut your dirty tennis ball head ass up.
He wasn't talking to me. So my head ain't tennis ball ball. I done grew my hair. He was talking about skin. Hey, Wick, you want me to get that man in business? I ain't doing that shit tonight. That man wasn't talking to me.
Don't you hear him?
Okay, everybody be quiet. Let's be quiet then. Who you talking to when you call ball dirty tennis ball head, sir? I ain't think so. See, because a real motherfucker would have said, yo, I'm talking to your ass.
Would y'all please let us say who you talking about? Who's you talking about, Lil Will?
I double dare you. Tell me you were talking to me, William.
Hey,
I double dog dare your ass to go there with me. Tell me you're talking to me, William. Because I got some shit to say to your ass, too, but I'm trying to be good.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Now you need to get on your ass, Trickle.
Hey, Trickle, you know why he agreed to say it? I'm going to tell you why he said it, Trickle.
Till you get it. People don't know about gout till
right,
they get it.
He
don't
like
give
that.
A fuck about that.
He didn't
shit.
Like that. He wanted you to stay out of it.
Now, Lil Will, it's my fault you got motherfucking gout. No, it's not my fault, sir. You need to go to the bathroom and get that piss out you. That uric acid buildup is your problem, sir.
Whoa.
Need to go pee, man.
Whoa.
Stop letting your urine float around in your system and let that shit out,
hey,
man.
I'm going to keep it real with you, Tricky Lee. He need to go nuts. He ain't getting no pussy at home.
You know
that's
what? I'm finna go.
Hey, his wife put him on punishment, so now he got the
hey, Wick. Hey, Wick. I heard your motherfucking ass back there trying to get
on,
with it.
On,
I heard you, Wick. I'm not finna let you get me riled up tonight.
Come on, nurse.
I didn't say
no. I heard you say, hey, Trigger, he's talking
to
you.
He's the man. Yeah, because
that man
he
ain't
said,
doing no fucking at all, man. Y'all crazy.
He
ain't
said, man,
to
my wife put him on
punishment,
man.
Lil Will.
Yeah, he put him on punishment.
Be nice,
hey,
Will.
Will.
Be nice,
hey,
William.
Hey,
be
Will.
Nice, William.
Hey, Will. Hey, Will.
You know, Will
is
talking to me.
Will?
Yeah.
Hey, Will, you know how I know? Because he called me for counseling. Man, skin, what did you do?
Look at the counselor telling the business. Look at the counselor telling the man business, y'all.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
let me tell the man business, counselor.
Hey, Will. When we wrote out the check, it wasn't confidential. What are you talking about, Kiki?
Hey, Will.
If it was a contract, he voided it when he started talking shit to me. When we wrote
oh,
the contract,
man.
If you say something slick, bitch, I'm going to tell it. And you know,
you sound
hey,
like
Will.
Motherfucking Jenny Ma and Jeezy with that shit. That's crazy.
Hey, Will.
Yeah.
Hey, Lil Will.
All you got to do is get Bro House on.
Oh, man.
Bro House going in first. Bro House told it first. He called Bro House and talking about, hey, man, what would you do if your wife didn't suck your dick, Bro House? Bro House said,
not the big son of a gun.
Don't you tell me no shit like that. And then Lil Will called the preacher.
What he said, Tim,
he asked the preacher, hey, preacher, if your wife didn't suck your dick, what would you do?
He got to go to the Lord in prayer. He got to go to the Lord in prayer, man.
Hey, look, no, hold on. Now, I got, you know what? I left something out. Now, hold on. I left something out. I was lying.
Oh,
I left something out. Guess why she wasn't sucking his dick? Because his dick stank. She said, his dick stank. I'm not sucking his stanky dick. The man go call Tim out tonight. Hey, he tell Tim out his dick stank.
Oh,
man. Today is dick stank, man. Now, I heard of a nigga breath stank.
Hey, Wick.
Hey, take a leap. How your dick stank, but your breath don't stank?
Hey,
I never heard of your fucking shit.
You ever been?
I'm gonna tell you, These punk motherfuckers is saying this is what a snowball is. This is what a snowball is. Motherfucker, nut in your mouth, and you give him a kiss and push the nut in his mouth. That's snowball.
That's nasty ass motherfucker shit, man. You nigga, you, hey, hey, kick, who was that asking me that? Who was that asking me that? Who was that asking me that?
I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell it to you. I'm going to tell it. I'm like, what is
who asked me that?
I'm going to tell you, Tricky Lee.
Who asked me that? No, fuck that. Who asked me that? Don't call my name no more. Who asked me that? Who asked me that? I got a question for your ass.
I asked.
Y'all should have heard. Kimo's taking ass back. Kimo's taking ass back.
Kimo, you asked me that stupid ass shit, Kimo? Kimo, you asked me that?
Yeah.
You ever been motherfucking tea? You ever been teabag? You ever been teabag, Kimo? You ever been teabag?
Hell no.
Don't ask me no stupid ass shit then. Don't ask me no stupid ass shit like that then.
Hey, look. These some nasty motherfuckers, man. These motherfuckers.
Hey, Kimo, all I'm saying, some of these
man, don't ask me no stupid ass shit like that, man. That's motherfucking outside the lines of everything we talk about. Don't ask me about no dumbass shit unless you can tell me if you've been T-balled. You've been let a nigga put his nuts in your motherfucking face with his ass cheeks on your chin. Don't ask me shit about no motherfucking snowball, man. That's outside the minds of everything we ever talked about.
They got some other shit. Hey, Tricky Lee.
You really got me fucked up. Nah.
Tricky Lee, they let their girls and wives shit on them and they wipe the shit on their chest.
This nasty as a motherfucker, man.
It's a nasty motherfucker going in now. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, they,
fuck you. What the fuck going on with you, Kimo, shit, man? Let's be real with this shit now, Kimo, now.
Hey, you asked. Come on.
Nigga say, nigga told me, and man, that asked me about snowballing, they like being snowballed. If a nigga asked me about a snowball, they want to be snowballed. That's what a nigga just said to me.
Nah, nah,
when a man asks you about that, they done had it happen to them. So a bitch done put, a bitch done spit they nut in your own mouth. A bitch done spit your nut in your mouth. That's some nasty ass shit, man.
Hey,
don't ask me shit like that no more, man.
Hey, Trick or Lee, it might be worse than that. The bitch might have spit another nigga nut in Kimo's mouth.
Nasty ass shit, man. I mean, we going to do some shit and we going to play, but that shit right there is out of bounds, man. You out of bounds like a motherfucker, man.
What's
wrong with you, man?
I'm just, see, that's why I get out the way, Tricky Lee. I don't want my dick sucked.
You can call me all kind of ball head tennis balls. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. One thing we ain't going to talk about is a nigga nutting in nobody and a bitch spinning in their mouth, because that's what you like to do, man.
No, man.
That's some nasty ass shit, man.
Nah.
you stick, cum sucking motherfucker, you. That's what I'm
saying.
But Flop, if you really think about it, a nigga really ain't snowballing. It ain't even nothing bad for a nigga to nut in his old lady mouth. What's even worse is she take that same nut
trickle,
and put
trickle,
it back
trickle,
in his
trickle,
mouth.
Trickle.
That's the bad part to me.
That's what I'm talking about.
Trickle.
You're missing
the whole point. Let me clear it up for you. The way it was explained to me, snowballing is when the nigga, the outside nigga nut in your mouth, and you go home and put it in your husband's mouth.
Flop, listen to me. If a bitch got that kind of stamina to hold another nigga nut in her mouth to go home, that's a nasty motherfucker, boy.
No, she ain't going home. The nigga right there. The nigga
they in
right
a little threesome
there.
Or something. Man, you know what? This shit gets too deep for me. I'm finna go on mute, man.
Yeah. they can't hold it in her mouth and go all the way home, Trigger. Me. Goddamn.
Hey, Slop, that'll fuck her up, Slop.
You know why it fucked me up? Because a real nigga ain't finna sit there and have a threesome with his old lady. That's what fucked me up. That's why it fucked me up. The nut didn't fuck me up at all because I see nut every day. Damn near. That ain't nothing to see. The part that fucked me up the most is the part about you saying a nigga let his old lady, another nigga nut in her mouth while he sit there and he take the nut from her mouth to his. That's the part that fucked me up because a real nigga don't do shit like that. Now,
it's
if you show interest, if you sound like you showing interest in that shit, then maybe you need to have a conversation at the house, man. But this here ain't the platform for that shit. We don't do that here. We don't do that on this show here.
A whole bunch of niggas ain't real, Trigger Lee. They doing it. They having threesome and things. Your boy doing it. I ain't into none of that shit, man.
Hey,
into that shit. I don't know if I'm real or fake, man. I ain't doing nothing.
Hey, Flock, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Skin. The boys that's doing that shit, they like boys, babe.
Yeah. I believe that. There's a lot of faggots on here, too. They playing like they ain't, but I know they faggots.
They like boys. The boys that like that, that talk about shit like that, they interested in boys. Man, all you got to do, I'm finna finish this shit off for all y'all. You ain't got to worry about no more chemo. Let me tell you what to do. All you got to do is jack your dick, let it get in the paper towel and lick that shit off. You'll know what it tastes like. You ain't got to do all that shit with another nigga. You ain't got to do all that. Just lick it.
I'm glad I don't know how to jag off either. I never did that. Nah, I ain't doing that.
Stop talking about shit like that on here. Y'all, you motherfuckers get horny in the middle of the week and do some dumbass shit, man. Leave that. Go fuck.
Lord,
and stop getting on here talking horny, man, to a bunch of niggas. Go fuck, man.
I told you they ain't getting none at home, Chicken Leak. You thought I was bullshit? I just told you that.
Because guess what? When I get on here and I get to feeling some type of way, I get the fuck over here and I go upstairs and get me some. That's all you got to do is get off this motherfucker and get you a little bit.
They ain't got nobody at home, Chicken Leak. How they going to get them?
They better go $40 and get you some shit, man.
Lord have mercy.
You trying to bet $100 on the game? Get that shit to somebody that can give you some real shit, man. This shit to be sold, not to be told. I'm not going to tell you motherfuckers no more. Don't get on here talking about sucking dick and pussies no more. That shit make me feel some type of way about your ass, and that shit ain't good.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, Chemo, take your ass to the morning show with that shit. Don't bring your ass on the ball call show with that bullshit.
Hey, Chicken Lee, I don't know why
yeah.
they want to get you, but I'm going to get 17 calls in the morning. They're going to say, you think I give a fuck what Chicken Lee thinks? But why they
Hey, Skin, they always do that the morning after. Motherfuckers, I'm winning Jack Dog.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
feel some
that,
type of way now.
They get the morning after pill. They get the morning after pill, so they can get pregnant. I'm going
now
on.
Now they feel some type of way. Hey, guess what? When the motherfuckers get to calling you in the morning, and they get to calling you and talking about, hey, Trigger Lee, get what did you do, Skin? Say, hold on, I can get on the line. You want me to call her?
Uh-oh. Because
guess
that.
What? I'm going to come in that motherfucking Mortal Kombat they ass, finish him. I'm finishing their ass tomorrow. This better not be no motherfucking Monday morning quarterback.
Ooh.
I'm fucking their ass up. I'm cutting
like
a wreck fucking now.
I like that nigga right there.
So get your ass for the morning show with that bullshit tomorrow. I don't want to hear it. And I'm going to get on that motherfucker bright and early, and I'm going to be on your motherfucking ass. Because guess what? I'm drinking tonight, so my words may not be what they want to be. But tomorrow,
I want to fuck.
Hey, me too, dog. Me too.
That went on to me?
Who going to go first, me or you? See, me fucking dog.
That went on to me.
I want to fuck right now. I want to fuck right now.
Shit. Better turn your ass over and look to the left or look to the right or take your ass up the road to the vagabond or the motel or something. What wrong with you? How much motherfucking money you got?
Uh-oh.
Motherfucker, you. I can send a motherfucker to you, but that motherfucking money got to be right.
I'm
going to make your ass check the fuck up. I'm going to make your ass check the fuck up. Because I'm here to tell you right now, a nigga that's paying for some pussy ain't talking. You motherfuckers who get shit for free tell everything. I'm going to make your ass pay for it. I'm going to make your ass pay for everything she do to you. And when she do it to you, don't call my motherfucking name. Just send the motherfucking money.
Lord, I'm Lord,
I'm going to
do that
shit. Hey, Kimo, I ain't heard from your ass in 3 motherfucking months. Don't you bring your motherfucking ass on here with that shit no motherfucking more, man.
Man, Kimo, the burn rubber.
I'm pointing at my motherfucking Christmas tree. I'm pointing at my motherfucking Christmas tree. I'm not that damn serious. Fucking snowball and ass shit. Man, fuck that shit, man. It's levels to this shit. It's levels to this shit. That level right there, ain't it? You can play all you want to play. Don't motherfucking play with me. Not no motherfucking shit like that. And snowballing my motherfucking the side of bread, my bread butter on. Don't fucking play with me, boy. I snowball one of you motherfuckers first. Fuck wrong with you?
You get the nut out the nigga and then you spit it in your husband.
Bitch, I ain't spit shit in my husband's mouth. Fuck wrong with you? I spit it in your mouth first. I don't respect that. If you snowball a nigga, you don't respect the nigga, period.
Damn, you gonna snowball Kimo. Lord,
first of all, a random nigga ain't finna be nothing in my mouth, period. Let's get that on the wrap first. The way these motherfuckers run around here looking for antibiotics and shit, bitch ain't finna do nothing with my mouth.
They sure looking for it now. They looking for that goddamn antibiotics.
Motherfucker on this bitch, gay as a motherfucker, wanna holler about snowballing. That's some gay ass shit if I ever heard it. Them two niggas is gay. Them new niggas is gay, and they got their hoe in the middle disguising their gayness. Them niggas is gay as fuck.
Speaking of, got morning out the field and shit, all in their wallet and shit. They ready?
I don't know why he need that. He can't get pregnant. Tell that motherfucker he can't get pregnant. He ain't got no motherfucking uterus. Just eat the dick. What wrong with him? He can eat the dick.
He got it for that $40 holler.
Ain't no woman fucking no nigga that like to be snowballed. Ain't no woman really fucking a nigga that want to be snowballed, man. I'm sorry. It's boys
fucking
men that like to be snowballed.
They don't know it. It's
a boy. And she making them do it from the back because her stomach hurt.
Trickly. These boys got secrets now.
It ain't no motherfucking secret. It came out tonight. The motherfuckers is gay.
I'm saying, yeah, you're right, but they got secrets now.
That shit ain't no motherfucking secret. The niggas is gay. Take your ass back in the closet and close the fucking closet, dope.
Come on out now. You see, they ran up out of there.
Do you know anything about snowballing? That's some gay ass motherfucker.
Hey, you see, I'm still here. Me, we laughing with a dog over there. He in love with that lady. You know.
Hey. And let me tell you something. And I don't blame Willie for getting that sick. Because Willie don't do that. Willie ain't with the snowball effect. He got to stay out there.
He shouldn't
even know what the fuck that means.
The snowball boy got up off this motherfucker. They ran about
the
it.
The snowball boys snowballing each other.
Lord, not him and Lil Will. Now I'm pitching that shit right now. Ooh, wee. Lil Will got bumps in his face. Why Lil Will trying to talk that shit?
When they motherfucking show come on? Because I'm going to give them that motherfucker and I'm going to fuck with their ass all night long. When they show come on?
They canceled the show.
Oh, okay.
They canceled
okay.
it because they ain't want you to get
they
on there. You got to get on them on the morning
they
show.
They safe then.
Look, call at 7 o'clock in the morning. Tear their ass up. They're going to run up out of there. Tear their ass up now. On the morning show. Tear their motherfucking ass. Man, I don't want to talk to them now. I'll let y'all later. Then they call back to
I'm
me.
With a lot, I'm about a lot of things, man, but I ain't with that motherfucking gay ass shit, man.
What I mean, gay, man? I mean, they got you.
That shit fucked with me for real.
I mean, let them have fun. Let him have fun. No. Hey,
Whit, don't be back there with that giggle, giggle shit, Whit, okay?
Hey, Chili, you got to let people be people, man. They want a snowball. You got to let them snowball shit.
Ooh, ooh, not on this show. Take that shit somewhere else.
Man,
don't bring that shit
that
over here.
You know how they take
it. Hey, Skid, let me tell you the craziest part about it. When the nigga asked me about snowballing, I said something about it. I wasn't paying attention, but Ricky was in the kitchen, right? He was in the kitchen fucking with something in the kitchen. That motherfucker said, yeah, that motherfucker gay.
Lord have mercy. Let me write this shit down. Ricky said,
I say, God damn.
And Lil Will.
You supposed
him
to ask me dumbass shit like.
Snowballing.
Like,
snowballing.
I asked a nigga, did he like to be
right
teabag? Because guess what? You know a teabag? You know a teabagging is, right?
Snowballing. Hold on. They snowballing right before Christmas, before the snow Santa Claus comes. Okay.
They let Santa Claus snowball with their ass. Santa Claus doing the snowball.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Fuck ass, nasty shit. Now I'm nasty,
man,
but I'm not motherfucking filthy now. That's some filthy ass shit.
Hey,
Kerwin.
Did you snowball? Good God almighty.
Timo, motherfucker. The fuck wrong with you?
Timo and Lil Will tried to tag team you and got
I'ma
the fuck
find,
up out
I'm going to find them two motherfuckers on Facebook. I'm going to make a motherfucking video about them bitches tonight. Maybe
I'm
tomorrow.
Sure I'm going to show you.
Hey, hey, kid. Hey, kid.
What up, Trigger?
I don't even. Listen to me, kid. I'm going to be honest, 100% honest, man.
Listen to me very carefully, kid.
I don't give a damn who he is, man. I don't give a damn what you do in life. Semen from one man to a mouth, that shit ain't cute, man. That shit make you sick to the stomach. What a
no!
Hold on, Tiggly. I'm going on.
It's not even funny. So women that sit there recreationally and swallow that shit with no facial expression, them some different kind of bitches, boy. That shit is not it.
Yeah.
That shit ain't for the weak, and I'm the weak. I'm be first one to say I'm the weak. I ain't on that shit. I'm about a lot of things, man, but I ain't about that bullshit. Big-eating ass niggas around here. No, you ever been snowballed? Why? You want me to do it with you?
I'm glad we ain't got to listen to that shit no more then.
Hey,
thank you, Treacle. Thank you, Treacle.
Hey, Flop, some of this shit ain't for real people. Some of this shit for the people that live in a fake closet. This shit can't come on this blog talk show. Take that motherfucker shit somewhere else, man.
On that Tyler Perry shit.
That shit got to get off here. No, sir. Not today or tomorrow. Next week don't look too good for your ass either.
Been banned.
See, them niggas get used to me playing with that. They think I'm finna go along with the bullshit. But there's a certain level, there's levels to this shit. When I feel like you outside that level, I'm gonna let your ass know up front, man. Nah, you doing too much, nah. That shit, they're for the dumbass hoes and the niggas that like niggas. Now what? I like what now? Bitch, I'd rather you call me a motherfucking crackhead than ask me if I motherfucking snowball. The fuck? That shit is degrading like a motherfucker. Not me. Not on this show.
The bottom snow lake.
No, I ain't no motherfucking catfish. I ain't no motherfucking bottom feeder. Bitch, I'm a snapper. Motherfucking mangrove at that. Don't play with me. I like live shrimp. The fuck? I ain't eating that dead ass shit. And see, the problem is they get on here with that shit, they get out of line. Because, see, Willie got an old lady, right? I already feel some kind of way because I'm protective of my uncle. So I be feeling like I don't want him with nobody because I just, you know, that's my uncle, right? So if a woman step in and be like, okay, I'm your auntie, I'm going to be like, who? Not motherfucking me. So that's just the nature of people. So now that my uncle done fell in love and shit with a motherfucker and she got him kind of like quiet and shit, these niggas come on here with the bullshit. I'm already motherfucking mad because he got an old lady. Now you come on with the dumb shit. Now you really finna get it. Because first of all, motherfucker, we already got our own family problems. You know what I'm saying? Don't you add to this shit, bitch. Fuck out of here. Fuck wrong with you. My uncle sneaking away to see a motherfucker, bitch. I'm mad than a motherfucker. I don't know who she is. Right?
Walk one up.
Shut the fuck up. Who is that? Hey, where Juice at? Because it's Wednesday. Juice might be in Miami. Juice might be in Orlando.
No, I'm still on my end, Trigger.
Damn, you ain't gone yet?
No, I ain't gonna make it. I gotta work.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I wish I had to work. Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all what I did though. This shit might be don't make no sense, but I did it. So I went to Publix, right? They had like a little job fair. So I said, I'm finna test this shit to see what it do for me. I'm finna go over there and talk to the people, right? So I go over there, I'm talking to the manager. Everything going good. He done got so intrigued with what I do for a living that he forgot he supposed to be interviewing me. So we talking and we vibing and shit. And I liked it because he was a stone redneck that let me know. When I run into a stone redneck, I already know that he looking at me like I'm a little bit less than. So I may not be capable of because, first of all, I'm black. Second of all, I'm at a job fair, which means I ain't got no motherfucking money. So I need him to give me the job, right? So we talking and we laughing, we chopping it up, and I'm like, okay, yeah. He was like, listen, I like you. Out of everything in this store you can do, what you want to do? And I said, you know what, sir? I really want to do produce. He was like, what? Produce? You don't want to work customer service? I was like, no, I really don't like people. I want to flip mangoes and avocados and bananas and shit. I want to rub the cucumbers down and shit. And the man was like, oh, okay, you like cucumbers? I said, I love cucumbers. I like the big, girthy cucumbers. He like, oh, okay. Now, in the meantime, the white man done turned red than a motherfucker in the face because he embarrassed a little bit, but he's trying to remain professional. I said, it's okay, sir. A lot of times people be coming at me, talking shit to me, and I just know how to respond. You ask me if I like cucumbers. I said, yeah, the big ones. So I have to give it to you how you really want me to tell you. You want me to tell you I like them big. I like them big, thick, and dark. Like that. He was like, oh, okay. He said, what else about produce you like? I say, sometimes I walk past the grapes and I eat about three or four of them out the bag because I like the way nuts feel in my mouth, one on one side, one on the other side, and then I squeeze them, and, you know, just going about my business. He was like, oh, wow. Well, I got five more people to... I got five more people to interview. I get back with you by Saturday. I said, okay, I'll talk to you later. I get up to walk out. Before I can get to the parking lot, my phone rang. Hey, this Rob, can you come right back? I was like, what the fuck? I said, okay, I'm in the parking lot. I'm going to turn around and come back. So I come back. The man was like, you think you could do a drug test today? I want to give you the position in produce. I said, I'm sorry, sir. I was bullshitting with you just to see if I can get you to eat cat food out my hand. I'm good. You have a great day. Get these teenagers to throw motherfucking bananas and cucumbers. I ain't doing that shit. That man turned red again and was like, please, look, how much money you want? I don't want a dollar, man. I'm out of here. That was today. I left Publix and came home. I laughed all the way home because I was bullshitting with the man the whole time. But the white man was so fucking intrigued by the dumbass shit I said. I want to thank each and every one of you motherfuckers for teaching me how to talk to motherfuckers. I want to thank each and every one of you motherfuckers for teaching me how to be harder than a motherfucker. Because, boy, listen here. I'm a motherfucker. You hear? Hey, dog, I want to thank you for being you. I want to thank you keeping my ass in line. Because, boy, if it weren't for you, I would have been in there trembling like a motherfucking stripper, scared than a motherfucker. But I ran the interview. The white man was red in the face and reminded me of some shit. You know what it reminded me of? He wished he could fuck, too.
Uh-oh.
It's all right. It's all right.
No. Yeah, so
before I keep... Go ahead.
You think, I hire her here. I can get that.
If I hire her, she going to stroke my cucumber. Bitch, I don't even want your money, man.
Put my nuts in her mouth.
What you been drinking? Let me know. I don't want none.
No, I'm telling the truth. This is a true story. This is a true story.
Hey, Trick.
Yeah.
Do you shop at that Publix regularly?
And guess what? I do. Let me tell you
something. Hold on. When
he ain't loud back in that
motherfucker. That motherfucker go to the bathroom and they going to be knocking on the door. Who in the bathroom? I got to get in the bathroom. That motherfucker going to come out of there smiling.
The man say, I'm going to give you 3 days to think about it. I ain't going to hire nobody. You call me and let me know. Here, my personal number. I say, I call the store. So when people be saying a motherfucker, you ain't the baddest, it's a pretty bitch out there, this, that, and the third, it ain't even that. It's the way you fuck these motherfuckers mentally. Don't ever forget that. Me too, dog. Can I go first?
That's a mental fuck.
Can I go first? I want to feel it first. Can I go first? Let me get a little bit of that coochie. First, and then I give you a little bit of mine.
Yeah, flop money over there, cool. Flop over the jacket. Oh, him and Butchie over the jacket.
Hey, dog, will you be quiet, man? I was almost there, man. And then you brought your heavy voice in. Damn. Come on, Trico.
Man, these people in the restaurant looking at me like I'm crazy, man.
Hey, dog, you must be got the table standing up.
Oh,
hey,
mine ain't that big. Mine don't stand up that big.
Oh.
Hey, Flop.
Boy, that shit was so funny to me. I get home. I told Ricky what happened. He talk about, go back up there and ask that cracker because there's somebody else standing in for you. I said, oh, no.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. Trico, I got to cut you off. Dog, Barry Bubba done did it again, man.
Who
did he do?
He done put his shit up for sale again. Set his down complete.
Who called for sale?
Hey, I guess he got 70, then he got a decimal point. And then 000, but I know that's 70,000. Then he got 35.
Who?
Period.
Barry
Bobo.
Barry Bobo.
$35 for the roller. Man, Bobo need to stop this. He's supposed to be on his way to Florida.
I don't want to fuck.
Ain't a
bad idea. Hey, you Barry Bobo selling his roller for $35?
That's what it. See, Trigger.
Now, how much is the goddamn complete?
Let me look right quick, because I'm... Willie!
Yeah, baby.
That sounded something. Say it again. $70 complete and $35 roller, and has a badass 3-speed and Eminem shifter, stainless headers, and more.
But what I messed up into the wrong price again.
Somebody said, "Shoot, I take it for $70." Dog, what you eating tonight,
dude,
dog?
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at, dog?
I just picked it to you, motherfucker. You look at your phone.
But where?
The business.
I need a GPS for you because I'm getting a little nervous.
It's still at the damn, what you call her? She fuck around and keep flipping me. I'm going to go fuck her.
You got that poor Dick Grave on there.
I put the grave on there.
Hey,
the dog. I don't like it.
You see what Shannon Shaw say? He went and met the girl. He took a blue diamond and he dolled her ass out. The second time he went, he didn't have a blue diamond. The girl told him, "I'm sorry, everything cool, but come back next time with the dick you had the first time."
Uh-oh. Who told him that?
Some girl Shannon Shaw was fucking. It's on the live. It's on the morning blog talk. I'm going to send it to you on that little podcast. Shannon said the girl told him, come back with the dick you had last time. It's what you had this time, wasn't it?
Shannon Shaw probably a fucking motherfucker. You know, they said ugly motherfucker and fuck. Ugly than you, you know.
That's the man. That nigga tried to make a motor pass and got ran off.
Dang.
Ran the fuck off. You need nitrous at all times.
Bam.
One type of power. One type of power.
You got to have the nitrous, the turbo, something. Don't bring your ass over here regular. That's that Reggie. We smoke Kush.
Y'all been talking real nasty on here tonight. Y'all been talking nasty.
Dog, where
that
you at?
Hey, who met Gina was talking about last night when she said, if you got a pea shooter, don't pull it out or something, whatever the fuck she said.
She said you got a what? They got a what? A pea shooter?
Give me Gina on that motherfucker.
The pea shooter. Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I'm looking for some good things in 2024, y'all. I'm finna move around for 2024, y'all. I'm looking for some real good stuff.
Real good.
Dog, where you at? The Quality Inn?
No, the Hampton.
Oh, you at the Hampton?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you in Orlando?
Yeah. Come on, Tiffany, you've been drinking a little bit too much.
No glory, baby. Hey, Whit, when are you going to Orlando, Whit? You and old Flyby Justice slick ass. Around here racing motherfucking go-peds and shit. When you and Justin going to No Guts, No Glory?
Man, this bitch, he's bigger than a motherfucking truck. This bitch bigger than truck.
I even saw the little baby ass on the video with his pants hanging past his ass. I said, look at this motherfucker here.
Shit, you've been racing.
In Justin video. No, you know, little baby, remember the little boy used to be dancing at the shop all the time, little baby? I saw him at the race. They were racing like mopeds or some shit. He out there with his pants hanging past his little ass. He got to wear size 14 in youth. He ain't even in the grown man pants. He got them bitches sagging. Like, what is going on here?
You've been regular about it, for real.
But, dog, I'm going to show you his ass. I'm going to take a picture of his ass.
You've been cutting up all motherfucking night. You've been showing the fuck out on him.
Hey.
That's my baby calling me.
Oh. Dog. Listen, dog.
There you go again. There you go.
I'm happy you got somebody to make you feel good. I do. But I feel like she's taking you. I remember this play over in my brain because I remember when I got with my husband, his little brother felt like I was taking him from him. So he was kind of mad with me. I feel it coming. That's my karma because I feel like this woman taking you from us. That's okay. As long as she treats you right, you can go. You can stay. You can play with her outside a little bit.
All I know is he better not go in that motherfucker on motor. He's going to be fucked.
Oh, man.
You worry about the wrong thing.
I don't know, buddy. Got them on motor.
Saying,
dog Mike can go on motor because, see, he like her. See, it's a difference when you just fucking and you like somebody. When you like them, you can go on motor. It's going to be all right because you like them. It works better when you like them. It don't work that good when you're just doing some shit.
Damn, Trigger, you telling too many secrets, Trigger. I thought you
said because see,
sold,
cause see the little girl said today on the phone that P. Diddy gang raped her and he couldn't come, so he told her to squeeze his nipples. I said, yeah, he didn't like her at all.
Mm-hmm.
If a man tell me to squeeze his nipples, I'm getting up. Because you don't like me. Because you don't like me from here. Yes, she did. A big one. And had her to put the picture up when she was sitting in his lap at the club before they went to fuck.
Oh, man.
She did that.
Yeah, she got a check.
I'm going to fuck around and get. Know what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do, kid? I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do
Flop
something. Flop
over there, quiet. He writing all that shit down. Do not squeeze nipples.
All that fags on them.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I done touched myself to the point where I done got satisfaction. I'm over here taking a nap now. Will you be quiet and let Trico keep talking? Will you let Trico keep talking, man?
Not the nap. Hi,
not
Kenny.
The instrument.
Flop is a professional. He be paying. Flop say, I can say
yeah,
that and take it off. I be
calling
that
call.
Say
hey, Uncle Bubba. Say it.
Hey,
hi, Uncle Bubba.
Hi.
Hey.
Uncle Bubba.
Hey.
Hey.
Say hey, Uncle Bubba.
Hey, Uncle Bubba.
Hey, what's up? Now you get that baby. You get that baby. The way you talking tonight, you get that baby out of there.
She just ran out here to give me her night good night hug.
Okay.
She just ran downstairs right quick. She's about to do that.
Wipe your mouth out.
Who?
Listen
to me, man. Like Lil Wayne always say, if you don't teach your kids at home, they gonna teach them in the streets.
Now you got a point there, now. You got a point there, now.
This motherfucker going to be so well-rounded, it ain't going to even be funny, man. I'm a little scared because she's going to be worse than me.
Uh-oh.
She's smart, she pretty, and she get both sides. Mm. She get the fucked up shit, and she get the educational part. So this double trouble.
You can't have one without the other.
No. I can't wait for a nigga to think they're getting over on her so she can eat his motherfucking lunch.
That's why me and Flop went over to their Catholic school and tore all them nuns up before they put that veil on.
Oh, God.
Not the sister.
Yeah, baby.
Not the sister.
That's Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
That's Willie. Willie dog. She talking about mommy. Is that your actual uncle or is that a stranger? When I say that's Willie Dog, she said, oh, okay. See? It's a game. She know about all this shit. Ain't nothing secret over here because I need her to be aware. My granddaddy made me aware. He ain't here to tell her. I'm going to make her aware. Hey, Karen, these niggas ain't shit, okay? She gone, y'all. My mama drinking, child. I'm finna go.
Yeah, you've been drinking tonight because you're going on tonight for real. You won one tonight.
Hey, I like to drink on hump day. That means it's hump day.
He might have got out the damn show and went on and doing some of that shit y'all was talking about.
As long as that motherfucking, what they call that shit?
Y'all talking about some snowballs.
As long as that snowball and shit. As long as that shit there, I don't give a damn what skin do.
And
as long as
you
don't snowball.
I didn't know what the fuck that shit was. Cream pies and cream puffs and shit.
Yeah,
that shit. Take that shit to that show y'all be on in the morning. Don't bring that shit over here. We ain't with that type of dumbass shit, though.
What the motherfucker said? I ain't never heard nothing like that in all of my born days.
Period.
I be seeing them in them ads on Backstage Skip the Game page. Now, I be seeing that shit.
Yeah.
I don't be knowing what it is, but I be seeing it, though.
Well, somebody texted me and said, don't answer that dumbass shit. These niggas gay. And then they sent me the video of the whole that went viral talking about it. So I said, you know, I know this nigga ain't trying me like this. It's certain shit you can't even talk to me about. That's one of them.
God damn.
I'm about a lot of things, but I ain't about that gay ass shit. I'm telling you right now.
God damn.
You can talk to me about a lot of shit. That gay ass shit.
I'm a homosexual. I'm a homosexual.
We can even talk all type of porn and whatever the fuck you want to talk about. As soon as you get on that gay shit, you fucked around and lost. That shit for the boys, man. This ain't the boys' show. This is a grown man show here.
Grown and sexy.
Grown, sexy, and independent, and we ain't got no doodle stains in the front of our drawers.
Oh, Jesus. You ain't talking about that nigga that had a goddamn hickey on the back of his neck.
Him too. His ass too.
That nigga had a hickey on the back of his neck.
Ain't nobody talking about no goddamn dude stains in the front of your goddamn drawers and the Nicky Hickey right in the middle of your damn neck, nigga. No. No. Because you can't tell me a woman was riding your back. That ain't happening. No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Probably was devil.
Know what it is, though? Them niggas really like boys for real. And we be fucking up their shit when we be don't agree with them. We supposed to agree to see how far it go. But I can't imagine myself agreeing to none of that stupid ass shit, though. And I ain't even no boy. That's the part that kills me the worst.
Proven job.
Shit. This ain't the motherfucking federalist, and we ain't the informant. Mm-hmm. Don't bring your ass on here with that gay ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's finna happen is.
You mean you ain't got to work tomorrow or something?
Fuck yeah. 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm going to be right there front and center at 6:53. Good morning. How are you? Yes, life is great. How many patients do you have? Let me tell you about your first patient this morning, Dr. Boss. This is what we're having today. Do you need anything from me? Are you okay with your coffee? Is everything okay? Does your pen work properly? Call me if you need anything. You have an awesome day. That's exactly how that shit gonna go.
That's the pilot number 2.
Yeah. Hang out with him. Call the next one. Hey, Dr. Kabbalah, how are you? It's Shakiza. Is everything okay? Hey, Shakiza, everything's good. Do you need anything for your coffee? I can get the girls to bring it to you. No, my coffee's fine. Let me tell you about your patients you're gonna have today. I'm going to explain it to him, and I'm going to say, does your pen work properly? It does work, Shakita. Thank you for asking. Dr. Gabala, you have an amazing day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. It's just how it go, dog, every day. Or they'll call me back. Shakita, I'm missing something. Do you think you can get it for me? Absolutely. Not a problem. What do you need? I'll call you back in 5 minutes. Guess what? Motherfucker waiting by the phone. Shakita, it's been 6 minutes. You haven't called me back. I'm sorry. I do apologize. It took me a little longer than I expected, but I have your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Did your pen work?
Mm-hmm.
Put it to the paper. Let's talk.
That's just how I talk to their ass. That's just how I talk to their ass, too. Hey, no. Some motherfuckers would be like, you want to come in the office and work? Bitch, no. I got to be ready on the phone to cuss these motherfuckers out. Yeah. That's how I go every day in real life.
Mm-hmm.
I done got so good with it, dog. Now I emailed him the night before. Like the day I done emailed him about everybody he gonna see tomorrow. He ain't gotta call. He ain't gotta talk to me. Just, you know, it's what it is. If you say Shakita,
they professional talk.
They wanna talk, yeah. So he'll text me anyway and be like, Hey Shakita, I don't have any coffee. I call him and be like, Dr. Gabala, you okay? I don't know, I don't have any coffee. I say, are you okay though? Is your coat clean? Yes, ma'am, it's clean. Would you like for me to send someone with some coffee? Absolutely. What creamer would you like today, sir? Shakita, do you think if I can get some blah, blah, blah? No problem. You can get whatever you like. Give me 10 minutes. If your coffee's not there in 9 minutes, call me back. No problem. I'll call you back. Them bitches will never call me back because it'd be right there, dog. Don't fuck with me. I won't fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's my motto. Don't call me unless I call you. That's why they keep trying to make me come back in the office. You want to come in the office? No. Because then you're going to ask me to get your coffee, and I'm going to have to oblige. And that ain't happening for me. You don't pay me enough to fetch your coffee, too. I got people for that. We got volunteers to do that.
You old uppity nigga, huh?
Dog, I'm an uppity nigga. Dog, I'm an uppity nigga, and I'm proud of it.
One of them Rosewood niggas.
Yeah. I'm the nigga that that motherfucker ride up and say, what that nigga doing on that day? That's me. I'm the nigga on that day.
On that nag.
Yeah, I'm the nigga on the nag, dog. I'm the nigga. Because guess what? He really liked me. I don't know about them other niggas, but as for me, he really liked me.
Mm-hmm.
Shakita, do you think I can see you on Thursday? Absolutely. What time would you like me? 6:30. Not a problem, sir. I'll be there. Where are we meeting? In the tumor board room. I'll be there. No problem. Man, my uniform be so motherfucking crisp. I smell so good. Shakita is my name. That's what they call me, Mrs. Flag. I walk off in that motherfucking bitch, stop breathing. She's here. Absolutely, bitch. I'm in the building. And I expect everybody to look at me when I speak. Hello, good morning, how are you? Good morning, how are you? Good morning, how are you? Hey, how was your night? Did you enjoy the dinner? Yeah, we set that up for you. Great, I appreciate you too. Do you need anything? Okay, I'll see you next week. Make sure the money's back on my check. I already submitted the form. I paid for it ahead of time. You're fine. I'll see you later. Yeah, I get their ass good now. I get the motherfuckers going. So, let me tell y'all something. When you get the motherfucking Asians and the motherfucking West Indians and the motherfucking Pakistani physicians and they real needy, as long as you talk soft and you get somebody to do what they say do, they'll do whatever the fuck you want them to do for you. Because today, no, I'm not going to lie, not today. Yesterday, my homeboy mama got leukemia, and he was calling me saying, hey, Trika, man, the people were saying they can't see my mama till March. I said, y'all don't worry about that shit. Let me call one of my people. And I get your mama seen on Monday. He was like, girl, you ain't got it like that. Who? You got me fucked up. I said, give me 1 second. I called my homeboy, doctor, and I was like, hey, I got a friend, his mom, blah, blah, blah. You think you can see him on Monday? He says, Shakita, whatever time you put him on the schedule is, but I'm going to see him. No problem. I call him back. I say, your mama can be seen. What time you want him to be seen? He said, what about 9 o'clock? I said, too easy. Bring her in at 9 o'clock. He was like, they told me March. I said, yeah, they told you March. I told you Monday at 9 a.m., and you tell them Shakita said. He said, that's it? I said, that's it. That's it. And let's talk about. Dog, when I do it, I do that shit to 100%. Well, I give 110%. If you ever need if anybody on here ever need a physician in the cancer center, holler at me. I got somebody for everybody. I pray none of us ever need them, but if we do, it's for real. I'm a bad motherfucker. Yeah. My mama texted me today. I'm on the phone with a patient. She called me. I answered the phone, but I couldn't talk.
get what she texted me back and said, man, call me back with your extra professional ass. Yeah. I take this shit. Hey, Ricky just came downstairs and got him another drink, y'all. And he got on the hoodie. I'm a little bit scared.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit, it's cold down there.
Oh, Ricky say it, I don't need no blue diamond.
Oh, shit. So he been easy. Yeah. Been easy.
I was telling him about what happened with Shannon Salt Flat with the girl with the blue diamond. Where you going? Oh, he said he's going to wait in the corner for me, y'all.
With the hood up.
Hey, Zeus, the hoodie be the scary part. I don't care about the corner. It's the hoodie for me. Motherfucker, Michael Myers ass shit, man.
No, it's just... Gang,
your ass. Nobody ain't finna do that, man. I'm finna go upstairs and take my bath and go to sleep real quick.
Shit.
Listen to me.